Focused.
Wrong button.
Hey, that works. We're back.
I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is the podcast about video games, comics, animes, movies, whatever nerd stuff we feel like telling you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's episode 291.
Yes, and this is the Ninjask episode.
That's right.
So before Ninkata was the trainee Pokemon.
Yeah,
I think.
Right.
And this one is the ninja Pokemon.
Okay.
He's the Jonin.
As
a Genin.
He should.
He's a Genin.
There you go. All right.
Wait, does he evolve again?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, well, let's call him a Chunin.
Ninkata has a split evolution.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other thing he becomes?
Because
that's not going
to
be on here.
Tune in next week to find out.
Is it really next week?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. Damn. I thought maybe something added like later. Okay.
Nah.
All right.
This is probably one of the first split evolutions, aside from Eevee, I suppose.
Yeah, besides Eevee.
Yeah.
And
this one's very special.
Well, Nidoran's dumb. That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
The whole Nidoran thing is so stupid.
We'll get into more detail about that evolution next week.
Yeah.
So tune in next week for more on Focus. Good night, everyone.
Good night, guys. all right. So that being said,
we're on
twitch.tv. Yeah.
We do.
Besides us being on Spotify.
On Spotify.
And if you want to talk to us directly, you can also Twitter us @unfocus28, @unfocus28.
Right. YouTube.com/unfocuspodcast.
Like, comment, subscribe,
Twitch.tv/closing28 for live episodes.
Or email us, unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. We like to see those, you know?
And join the Discord, closing28.com/Discord to get a direct link. Or if you're in chat here, I think I have a special command here.
And anyone else who's lazy and wants to find us on the main, outlets, we are on Apple Music.
Oh, that's right.
All right. AJ, you want to kick us off with your Unfocus weekend?
Yeah, pretty short. I read more of this Power Rangers, which got crazy.
Ooh, I like the cover.
Yeah, it's they brought back Zordon, and then like they're like the fuck Zordon, pretty much, right? Because he's been hiding all this shit.
Is this
that
the
I'll
Megazord?
Talk about. Nah, that's like I don't know what that is. Putties or some shit. It might be Finster's face. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Finster. Yeah, I can see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the whole thing right now is about, like, Finster's made these motherfuckers that they can't control, and they're suspicious about Zordon. They almost don't trust him. They're kind of on the fence with him, but they are right, you know. They're trying to save the world, and, you know how they do.
So for you that don't know, Zordon's on his Professor X shit and, like, not telling people that there was dead Power Rangers from before and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then Rita, last thing I read was Rita is plotting something big, and she went, I don't know where, but she found this one dude who I've never seen in my life, and like says like, yo, I need you to make me something special. And he's like, oh, first, you know, tell me who you are, and you know, the price, right? And she's like, yeah, I'm this person, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, I know who the fuck you are, you know? And just because I know who you are, the price is even higher than that. Like, I need to know.
Wow.
I need to know your truth. That's the price you have to pay. Tell me something truthful.
Oh, shit.
And she kind of dug into like a quick little backstory about herself, which I don't remember what it is right now, but I know it was pretty deep. And I was like, oh, shit. And that's like the big thing I remember, honestly, was that. And I haven't continued beyond that. Other thing I read, though, was the next Last Ronin.
Oh, so did you learn yet?
Yes. I know exactly who this is, which is a reference from The Masked Singer. But I know who it is. Do you want to know who it is?
I think I know, but go ahead and tell our viewers, because they've been waiting for a while.
All right, spoilers for anyone not reading The Last Ronin.
That's a Ninja Turtles spinoff, The Last Ronin.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, on issue number 2, which just dropped like a week ago. And I just read it today, and man, it's fucking nuts. So it starts off with learning more about April. Apparently, she's missing a leg and missing an arm.
Damn, she's on her Black Panther shit and Marvel Zombies. Damn.
So, fuck. So, apparently there was some big battle before all the turtles, you know, bit it. And I guess she was part of that. And this turtle was kind of, like, sad about, like, man, I'm sorry about all this, you know? Before that, though, we go to the turtle that we're, you know, in question right now, the Last Ronin here. And he was making himself some tea in April's house. And he was talking to other turtles, and they started naming each other. You know, Raph was talking, Leo was talking, Donnie was calling, and then they're like, oh, yeah, so what do you think, Mikey? And that's our turtle.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I heard. It was Michelangelo the whole time.
I was like, wow, that's a
dude,
turn.
He's so fucking different and badass and, like, skilled, and you're like,
yeah.
It's even sadder because you're like, damn, this is Michelangelo? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I remember reading it, I was like, I read it on a fucking article because someone fucking blew it early, and I was like, What? I couldn't even believe it. I was shocked.
Yeah, me too. I was like, damn, this is fucking Mikey. Like, Mikey's like the funny one, but like, he's been so serious so far. And like, for the longest, I thought it was Raphael just because of his demeanor and everything.
And I didn't want to say shit when you said it was Raphael because like, that was so close, but not right. So I didn't want to say anything. Like, I'm dude, that's a wild choice for them.
Yeah. And then they get a apparently the Jones that found him was someone named Casey Jones.
Yep.
They named her Casey, and it's actually April and Casey's daughter.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she was the one that saved him and brought him to April. Apparently April mentioned too, is like, oh yeah, like you've gotten a lot bigger, like in you heal a lot faster now. And then Mike was like, yeah, the mutation is just, you know. Has gotten a little crazier, yeah. Wow. It's gotten crazier, so it's made him bigger and buffer, and has him like heal faster and all that. So that was crazy. He kind of went into his backstory about like what happened, and we don't know exactly what happened in this war. Oh yeah, first person to bite it though was Raphael. After whatever war happened or whatever was whatever went down, apparently they had a truce with the Foot Clan for a while.
The fuck?
Yeah, they had a truce. Things were good, and out of nowhere, the turtles got ambushed by the Foot.
Oh, they were playing it. They were taking their time, huh?
Yeah, and Leonardo's like, I was like, I'm surprised it took them this long to break the truce, you know? And then Raphael's like, fuck that shit, right? And then he went to go find Karai because Karai was in charge at that time. And then
It was Karai's fault.
I guess so. Yeah, I think she was the one in charge. He just took off. They didn't even know he took off. He just took off.
Raph.
And he found her, and he fucking fought like all these Foot soldiers. And he's like, "Fuck that, one on one, come on, right now." And then she's like, "All right, cool, let's do this." And they're like, yeah, man, they had a quick little battle and shit. And he fucking went into the ocean. And Raphael's like, "You know, I got the upper hand here, right? Turtle and shit, right?" And fucking Karai fucking. Oh, fucking stabs him fucking up the jaw.
What?
At the same time, he stabbed her right in the back with one of her sighs.
How could she keep up with him in the water?
I know, right? Fucking ninja, that's
just
what
that
I do.
Good? Like,
I guess so,
fuck,
yeah.
Fuck, man.
But dude, like, so fucking, he died in the water like
and
that.
And she died too?
I'm not sure if she died, honestly.
But he just, but we know
for
he
sure
fucked her
he
up
did.
And she disappeared for a while, right?
Yeah, I don't know, that kind of where that story ends. So I'm not sure what else happened after that. But that was like fucking like, whoa, that's crazy. So I'm not sure how everyone else died. Because, like, that kind of ended that part of the story, and then went back to present, where Mikey was talking about, like, after the big battle, I took off, I just kept walking, I ended up in the fucking mountains, in the snow, and I thought I was just gonna die, so I just passed out in a cave, waiting for the nature to just take me over, and it didn't. And I guess his mutation kind of kicked in and kind of forced him to stay alive and all that.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's kind of where, like, the backstory ends, and it just goes more into present shit, and so... But yeah, sounds pretty crazy. Oh, and the last thing that happened, April went into a freaking safe and took out Fugizoids. It looks like it's a Fugizoid head. You know what Fugizoid?
No, Fugizoid what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I thought he was a bullshit character until I started reading the original comics, and he was like one of the characters that came out like in the fifth issue or some shit.
Fugizoid.
Yeah, he's a robot from some other planet somewhere else.
Oh, but he's a... they did bring him in the cartoon at some point.
He was in the cartoon
they?
At some point, yeah.
I do remember that fucker. I remember that shit. Yeah, yeah. Fugizoid. I think he was buddies with Leonardo, right? Or was it Donatello?
What?
In the cartoon, he was buddies with Leonardo.
I'm not sure about in the cartoon. Probably Donatello, man.
I think maybe it's Donatello. There's an episode where all the turtles are captured except for one of them, and they team up with Fugitoid, and I think it's Metalhead. It's him, and he just makes up a team of like all these people you wouldn't have expected, and you're like, what the fuck? And they go to rescue the turtles and shit.
And the original like cartoon
in the original one
I haven't seen that at all. Okay. But in the recent Nickelodeon CGI version, he makes an appearance because they somehow get sent into space somehow, and they meet up with him, and so he kind of becomes their guide through space and all that. But he's here, and his head at least, so he must have some information in there or something. So I don't know what that's about. That's kind of where that ended. But it's a good story. So if I didn't, spoil too much for anybody, which I'm pretty sure I did, you guys should go check this out because this is fucking sick right now.
Yo, this is how he looks in the cartoon.
Yeah, that's Fugitoid, yeah.
Yeah, he was in there. Do you remember the episodes where he was in there?
No, I don't. I don't remember him.
It's towards the end, I know, because the episodes start getting weird.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I like watched it too much toward the end of it because it was hard to find when it was on and shit like that. Like... It like, and I can't wake up in the morning, I suppose. I don't know what it was, but I was never able to like watch that show. I wasted a lot of cartoon shows, morning TV, because I couldn't just wake up in the morning or like, I went out and was doing other shit.
I remember that's when I realized I had mental power over myself. Because I mean, I really wanted to wake up early. Because I would always wake up early to catch Ninja Turtles. I could never wake up early to catch the whole episode of G.I. Joe.
Oh.
And I remember I went to bed. Before I went to bed, I was like, I'm fucking waking up for that. I told myself 100 times as I went to sleep, I'm waking up for G.I. Joe tomorrow. And sure enough, I fucking made it. I was like, oh shit, I made myself do it.
I've never even seen G.I. Joe on TV before. Damn, oh. That's how late I was waking up.
I am mad at you. That was an early one. That came out at like 7. You had to get up.
Damn.
Wait, or like 6:30 or 7. It was real early. I remember that, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, TV shows, like, back in the day, we had to, like, know what day to wake up on to catch the new episodes and shit like that. And then, like, they would, like, tease it for weeks, like, oh, Saturday morning, you know, new episode of, like, I remember Pokemon being like that. I was like, oh man,
that was the worst. I gotta wake up early, that.
You know, getting all those, like, Togepi teases and shit like that.
Yeah, you know why that was? It was because Pokemon picked up popularity. Like,
yeah.
The weekdays, everyone was tuning in to watch it.
Yeah, I was.
One. Me too.
Yeah.
And so, like, because it's easy to wake up because you're going to school. And
yeah,
like, you
exactly.
Know what? We're moving the new episodes to the weekends. And everyone's like, what
yeah.
the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, being late to middle school just like finish watching the episode. It's like, I got to wait to the end. Something's going to happen. And then I'll be, like, 10 minutes late to school.
I'm like, Mom, can I finish? It's like, yeah, no poke rap. Right? I remember her saying that. Yeah. Okay, no poke rap. We're leaving after that. And I was like, okay. So you better eat your food and everything before that. You know, you better have all your shit. And I was like, okay.
Damn. Fucking no poke rap shit.
You know, it's really the commercial before the poke rap. My mom's like, yeah. No, we're going.
As soon as that shit's done, as soon as it says to be continued, we're out.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. And she's like, sorry.
Nah, my mom was waiting in the car. She's like, as soon as it's done, you better be out there. I'm like, all right. It's almost done. We'll find more minutes. I was like, all right, I'm warming up the car. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you see, we had systems back then. Kids don't ever know, because streaming's a thing now. You can just pause it and watch it when you come home from school.
Yeah,
you know?
For real. Yeah, y'all don't even know. There's levels to this shit.
There's levels to this shit. My friend was just telling me, because I don't know if you know the new CW show, which actually looks really good compared to most of their crappy superhero shit, called Superman and Lois. It debuted a couple days ago on real TV.
Oh, shit.
You can't stream it.
Damn.
And my friend said he was like, so he's tuned in. He said he missed the intro because he spent 5 minutes trying to figure out
how to watch it.
Like, how to use the channel, what channel was on. And like
how do you do TV?
Yeah, he was so confused. And I was like, you know what you are? You're a reverse old person right now, bro. You're going back and you're having a hard time. He's like, I am. He's like, this sucks.
Yeah. Damn, don't even know.
All right, anything else on Focus Weekend?
That's crazy. Yeah, I played that Pixel Poops finally. So Pixel Poops is a game made by YYR Games. YYR is this one dude who listens to Orange Lounge Radio. He's like a fan of the show. Sometimes Orange Lounge Radio will like mention, like, oh, imagine if this type of game existed where this happens. And one of those, you know, times they were talking about random shit like that, he was like, hey, that sounds easy to make as a game. I'm going to do that. And so he made this, you know, like NES, not even NES. What was before NES? Like Atari days? Like
Atari and Coleco. Yeah. And ColecoVision.
He made a game that like has that type of graphics.
Damn, like 8-bit, like. Wow, yeah. Like for real, like
yeah, like Atari type of shit, yeah.
Pitfall Harry type of shit, huh?
Exactly, yeah. And the point of the game is you're on this big just square map, right? And there's a little building in the top corner, and you have a meter on the side that goes up and down as you do stuff.
Right.
And there's people walking across the screen just horizontally, vertically, and all that, right? Just walking all day. Your objective is to stop them from walking by shitting on the floor. So you go walk over to wherever their path is, you fucking tap the button quick,
shit
in their path, and then they walk into it and they can't move and then they fucking disappear. But if they make it across the map though, then you lose a point and you have like, you start with 5 points and every time someone crosses, you lose a point until you get to 0.
I feel like this says a lot of where our cultures went. When I was a kid, it was Paperboy.
Right? Paperboy is sick, though.
Wow, that's some insane shit.
And then
shit.
Eventually your meter, which is your poop meter, runs out. So then you got to run to the building, which is a taco stand. And you got to just quickly just tap the stick
pound
to build
tacos,
up your... Yeah. And then,
extra
and then
hot
walk
sauce?
Out. Yep, exactly.
Damn.
So yeah, it was pretty challenging. Like, it starts out super slow, but I didn't realize like the pace was getting faster and faster. And all of a sudden I had like 5 people on the board at once. Like, what the fuck is going on? And you try to poop shit in all over the place and... I was trying to like, okay, oh, these guys are going to meet up right here in the center. Let me poop right here to get 2 at once. Yeah, so.
Yo, so let me just say, I've played a game where you're a flying cat in space dodging shit. And I play games where you're like a unicorn and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard of in my life, bro. This is beyond.
Techno Kitten Adventure, though, man. Oh, I missed that game.
That's what, yeah. Like, this is. Blows Techno Kitten out of the water, bro. This
no,
is
it does,
weird
yeah.
and random. Okay.
It's on Steam right now. It's like $2 if you guys want to check it out. Pixel Poops.
Pixel Poops.
So it's actually pretty fun.
How could you forget the name? Yeah. It's even a catchy name.
It was supposed to be called Pixel Shits, But of course, you can't get that past, you know, certain, you know, game, you know.
Yeah. Name.
Yeah. So
that would have been great. Stores. Pixel shits.
Yeah.
That's a
I thought
good
it was supposed to be called, but, you know.
Life. Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
For reals.
All right. Well, with that being said, for my Infocus week, I've finished reading this Daredevil comic written by, what's this fucker's name? David Mack, and drawn by the legendary Joe Quesada. Tell you what. This David Mack guy really fucked up, man.
Uh-oh.
Because this comic is... This is a continuation to the one I let you borrow, by the way, by Kevin Smith.
The one I haven't read yet, okay.
Yeah. Which has the chapel scene, you know, from the movie and the show. You should really read it.
The movie.
But yeah. If you want to read more, there's a continuation. And it's actually... The thing that makes me mad about it is actually really good. Like, there's a lot of
the
parts...
The thing that makes you mad about it is actually really good.
Yeah, because that's not the point.
Okay.
So, yeah, it makes me mad. It's actually really good in a lot of points and a lot of structure and the cool ways they explain things, like Matt's blindness equates to us as people who can see and what Echo's deafness equates to us to people that can hear.
Mm.
They do a really good job of all that shit, and it really makes you feel their world.
That's cool.
And now the downside is they do a whole bunch of amazing explanations of people and their history and how they work and how they fight and all that shit, right? And then they fucking just do some plot shit afterwards that just murks that all away. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, there's one point where they're talking about how badass someone is and how they grew up to be tough and how they had to be this, blah, blah. In the first panel you see of actual action, they get fucking shot in the face. And you're like, what? I'm like, what are you guys doing? And it's not like Hunter x Hunter where they do that and that means something, like, okay, that shows you how powerful this guy is.
Right.
It's not like that. It's just like, nobody. That's the end. Yeah, sometimes it's a nobody. Sometimes it means that's the end of it. And you're just like, okay, I just read fucking 5 pages of description for nothing, literally nothing.
Oh, man.
And this book really pissed me off a little bit. It's like, despite how good it was at sometimes, you know, through most of it.
Mm.
But you know, I heard this is the bad side. I read that to get to this, and this is
fuck.
Brian Michael Bendis's. I love fucking Bendis.
That's a hardcover.
That's a omnibus.
Damn, I don't know what that means.
It means a big ass comic.
Oh, okay.
Translation, for those that don't read comics, omnibus translates to big ass book. So this omnibus has the whole, or I guess half of the.
That's only half of something?
Yeah, because he has a big ass arc for it.
Damn.
I guess this has half of Brian Michael Bendis, legendary comic book writer. He did the New Avengers, a lot of things you guys know, Young Avengers, half the stuff the Marvel Universe is based on. He wrote. This is his version of Daredevil. I've never read it, and I heard it's amazing. And, you know, with whatever happens to Kingpin in this book, there's no one to fill the crime world level. So Daredevil has to step in as the Kingpin.
Oh, shit.
And he doesn't want to do it, but he has to. And, like, you know, obviously all the street superheroes find out about this, and they're like, yo, Matt, the fuck's going on, bro?
Yeah.
We heard you're the Kingpin, bro. And he's like...
Like, we know you're blind and all, but the fuck?
Yeah, right? I know you can see this is trouble, bro. Yeah, I'm not going to say too much about it. I just know that little bit about it. I haven't read it, so I'm going to start reading it this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Was reading this necessary to get to that?
Yeah. Wow. I guess things that happen in this are going to play a big part in what happens.
So all that shit that you read that was nothing might be a thing to you.
Yeah, some of it, I think some of it will matter as plot points. That's cool. I'm just mad about the delivery. You know, like, they told me how cool someone is, and then, bam, they're dead, or bam, they get injured. They get, like, what the fuck, man? Also, thank you, Leon, Leo, and Cuckoos for joining us today.
Cuckoo says, Kevin Smith's Daredevil run is also pretty good. There's an omnibus of it as well.
Yeah, this is part of that omnibus. Kevin Smith's run, it was good. I'm not going to say too much. AJ's got to read it. I have some qualms with how he ended it, but everything else of it was dope. That's one thing I did this week. Other stuff, obviously, I've been playing Zelda, trying to complete the little things. I think if you guys have been following this, it's obvious I want to knock that shit out. But I've been completing all the little extra side quests, like fighting legendary dragons and shit like that, and finding cool rare items, slaying real hard-to-kill monsters. But, you know, that's about it. Not really doing anything plot-wise. Jump back into Splatoon, been playing Splatoon, getting that back into my rotation. And watching Battlestar Galactica. That show's fucking amazing. I finished season one. Cuckoos knows what I'm talking about. That book is so good, and the ending is like, what? But anyway. So Battlestar Galactica season one. We're talking about the modern one with Edward James Olmos in it. That shit's fucking good. People always say it's like one of the best sci-fi shows, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just because I didn't watch it. But now that I'm watching it, I'm like, damn, this shit is good. I get why people talk about it.
That's cool.
So I've been tearing that up. I'm one episode into season two. And I've been spending a fair amount of time reading old Marvel comics with the Avengers and fucking Wanda and Pietro because I wanted some more ideas about what's happening in fucking WandaVision.
Right, right.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think outside of that, that's the major stuff I did. Oh, I saw one of the top-rated movies on Netflix. It's called I Really Care. Yo, that movie's fucked up.
What kind of movie is it?
It's a suspense thriller type of movie.
Okay.
It is going to make you angry and feel things, but the ending is really fucking good. I highly recommend people watch it. It's got our boy Peter Dinklage in it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he kills it in there. Great, great performance by him. That being said, I think that's pretty much the most important parts. Oh, shit, is that a batarang? AJ, you got something you want to tell me about your nighttime activities that Batman threw a fucking batarang at you? And how good are you that he didn't hit
you? I can't talk about it. But yeah, this is something I printed for a friend who needs it.
Who needs it?
I'm not saying who needs it, though. I'm just saying.
See, are you friends with Batman or what, bro? He needs it? Like, one thing they want it, they need it. That's another story.
But apparently this is the 89 Batarang. I don't remember a Batarang in the 89 movie. No. Apparently this is what it is, though.
Oh, you know what? I think it was roundish. Yeah, that sounds right. He did have a batarang in that.
I think it was used more as a hook to grab something, you know? Like, he shot it from the gun.
No, didn't he throw it like a boomerang and knock a bunch of guns out of people's hands at one point?
Maybe. I don't remember. I gotta see that movie. I haven't seen that movie in decades. I don't remember a damn thing about it.
You know, actually, you reminded me.
Except Joker laughing at the very end of it, you know?
You know what's funny about that fucking movie? I saw a movie that's related to it just this week. Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah?
Which I haven't
seen. Oh, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, it's made by, like, the same people and shit. And even Danny Elfman does a soundtrack, just like Danny Elfman does a soundtrack in Batman.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, I was a kid. I loved that fucking movie. Probably because it has the same visual style as Batman. Like, everything about it is like Batman. Like old, dirty New York with random colors and shit. And, like, fucking, like, smoke coming out of the manhole covers.
Yeah, I
kind of
remember that grittiness and stuff like that. Yeah,
but yeah, it has color and cartoonishness randomly thrown in there. So that's the same guy who did Batman. And watching Dick Tracy made me want to watch that Batman movie again because I was like, damn, this shit's dope. Like, and I don't want to say anything, but it has a great plot twist on it that even if you're a movie fan now and watch a lot of movies and cool shows, you probably won't see that plot twist coming in Dick Tracy. So I recommend if you have HBO Max, watch it before it goes away.
Oh, shit.
It's going to go away in like 5 days, 6 days, something like that.
Yeah. I just remember, too, that I played Pokemon and I beat the whatever expansion, the first one that I was working on. Finally, I beat it finally. And I evolved my little bear dude to a water fighting type. Mm-hmm. And I did not choose a dark type or whatever the other tower was. That's about all I did. I played Pokemon Go, and I was like, how do you transfer a Pokemon from Pokemon Go to my Pokemon home? And I figured it out, and I did it. And for doing that, and for transferring one Pokemon over, I unlocked a Melmuddle. So I did that, too, which, in case anyone's wondering how to do that, just ask.
Fuck is a Melmuddle? No, yeah, you exactly. Don't even answer it. It's fine.
No, I want to know, too. All right, anyways, should we... go news, or are we doing some talk?
Want to do WandaVision real quick?
All right. We'll do that.
Do you want me to preface that with... No, you know what? There's an interview with Feige I want to talk about before we go into the news. You can keep the spoiler on, because we're going to have to talk about things, too, already.
So we're on WandaVision spoilers again, guys.
Okay, so then... Yeah,
you've been warned.
You've been warned, yeah. We're talking about WandaVision. As long as you see the word spoiler alert up at the top, that means we're talking about that.
Yeah,
so you guys,
if you're watching live
watch.
Or watching the show, you can skip ahead to not see this flashing anymore. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Figure it out.
I wish we could like do something about that, but we really can't.
Yeah,
let's skip ahead a couple minutes, and you know, you'll hear our news music. Just listen for that.
Yeah, let's look for that. Let's listen for that. Yeah, that's true.
It goes news, doom, yeah, news. That's how it goes. Yeah. That's how it goes. If you want to know,
dude, don't confuse them.
Other thing. okay, real quick, before we talk about this Feige interview, I called it Agatha Harkness.
Yep.
I called it. God damn it. And I also killed it. I called that she killed Sparky.
She actually
did
it.
I called it. I knew it. What do you think about the reveal, AJ?
Finally. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure like most people had an idea that it was her if you were familiar with the comics and all that. And that was finally revealed. It kind of seemed like she wasn't, though, but, you know, as it showed in that ending with the theme song and everything, she was just playing the role the whole time and just, you know, making shit up. So that was interesting to see.
Cleverly, they showed us how she threw us, that she did things to throw us a couple times. One with Pietro, how she exited the house real quick, went outside, and fucking controlled Pietro to go over there.
Yeah, they did some magic and had
controlled Pietro to go over there. And then the other one... Vision, when Vision was talking to her and she was acting like she was crazy,
yeah,
she even took time to fix her makeup and like make sure she looked good and shit,
yeah,
and laugh,
yeah,
and then she, oh shit, Vision's looking, and she went back to it,
yep.
And I wonder if you go back and watch the previous episode, if you can see like a moment where she shuffles or something. I want to look and see.
Yeah,
that'd be funny if there was.
Probably not, because if it's in, if you're being shown everything in terms of like as you are a viewer watching TV, and now it's probably going to be cut out.
That's true.
You know,
that's so. Very true. And so someone of my friends had a theory that Wanda was being mind controlled at the end, and I want to actually correct that. No, she's not being mind controlled. She's being shown how she was behind everything.
Mm.
She's showing Wanda how she was always behind this. So.
Yeah.
And
then she took the twins. Agatha took the twins.
Yeah, and
so
you know,
she has them. Don't know what happened to them yet, though.
And I'm gonna make a call, AJ. This might be like Ozymandias and Watchmen.
I don't know what that means.
Ozymandias and Watchmen. Have you seen the Watchmen movie?
Yeah.
Remember how he says that line? He's like, "Do you really think I'd tell you my evil plan if it wasn't already done?"
Hmm.
He's like, "I activated the bombs 15 minutes ago." And then you see, like, all the cities are already blown up, and the Watchmen can't stop him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in the same way, I think Agatha's going to explain how she did all this to get the kids.
Yeah.
Because she has them already.
You know, right.
She thinks Wanda can't do anything about it. That's my guess. I think that's why Agatha has revealed herself, because she's like, I kind of already got this in the bag now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously she's probably going to be wrong.
Because
she's underestimated Wanda more than once already.
With that said right now, too, I feel like this next episode will be like a flashback. Like, I don't think we're going to get anything new this next episode.
Ooh.
I think we're going to get this flashback and how things were set. Go back to the beginning and see how everything started and all that.
Yo, that would be cool. I would like that.
I think that's going to happen. Yeah.
That would be tight.
So don't expect the story to progress right now. I don't think it's going to happen.
I like that, AJ. I like that theory. Other things, real quick, last thing to talk about before, I guess two last things to talk about. Let's talk about Pietro and let's talk about the book.
The book. Also, if you want to, I want to talk about the ending, because if you stay after the credits, there's another little scene that happens. And Monica opens, she's trying to figure out a way in to go freaking save Wanda or whatever, right? And then she sees...
By the way, wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Fucking Monica, one of the best fucking origin stories I've ever seen
right?
in a Marvel movie. That was great, like... Just that we know so much about her and what all that meant when she pulled herself forward.
Yeah, just a few episodes, too.
Yeah, I was like, dude, and I already love this character. I'm like, you guys did a good job on that shit.
That was pretty cool, actually, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then, she has her powers. We know that. She had a little, face-off with Wanda for a minute. And then Agatha came through and took her away, right? And she went to go find her. That's the last, 2 minutes we saw.
Yeah.
1 minute even, right? And she opens the attic, and she sees it's full of, like, purple energy and shit, which is magic going on, right? And then that's when Pietro shows up behind her, like, hey, like, what did he say? Like, Snooper's going to snoop or something like that?
Okay, so I'm sure you tell me first. What do you think?
So, I don't know what to think about Pietro, but obviously he's under control because he was kind of have a glowing purple to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at Monica, she also has a glowing purple in her eyes, too. And her power, when she has her powers activated, her eyes are blue, not purple. So, why were they purple?
Well,
Did she get under control by opening doors or some shit? Like,
I'll tell you this. I didn't see any purple on Pietro, so I don't think that he was being controlled, but I could be wrong. Maybe I missed it.
I feel like his eyes were purple. So I feel like something about him was purple.
Wasn't his beanie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, but, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about that because I'm not sure. I didn't catch that if that was a thing. But I'll tell you this.
No, I think I'm just thinking that of when she revealed herself and the purple flames were behind him when she was...
I think that's what I'm thinking of, actually. Yeah, but for Monica... I would argue her eyes can be any color because one of her superhero monikers, her name is Spectrum, and she can control light on any spectrum.
Okay.
So I would think that maybe that's just one of her ranges of power. You know, that's a guess. I don't think she's being controlled yet. Because Agatha seems to not be worried about Monica, which is dumb. She doesn't know that Monica has powers, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't think Agatha's worried about Monica. She thinks she can just ignore her, you know?
Okay.
Pietro, bro,
I'm just saying, guys, watch out for that, though.
Yeah, I do think that is something to watch, because that's a possibility. But I think Pietro saying Snooper is going to snoop implies that he's also snooping.
Hmm.
And I think he's just getting his memory back from being controlled by Agnes, and he's like, yo, I don't know what the fuck happened to me, but I remember waking up here, and I'm trying to fucking figure it out.
Like he's trying to fight it a little bit? And
not fight it. I think that he just woke up from being controlled, because... Agatha hasn't used him again, so I'm guessing she just left him off on the side somewhere.
Okay.
So I think he kind of woke up, regained his consciousness, and he's like, yo, I'm here to try to figure out what the fuck happened.
I'm snooping
to you.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said that. Snooper's going to snoop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but I could be wrong. Maybe he is there as Agatha's guard, and maybe he's going to fight her. I wouldn't doubt that, so I think that's possible.
Yeah, it could be that, or it could be like, hey, I was snooping too. You found this shit? I was about to find this shit right now too.
Yeah, and let's now they're going to be a together. Team, yeah.
Maybe it could be that. That's true too. How do you think about that?
And I'm going to tell you something that confirms something I always thought. So Kevin Feige had an interview today, and he said that the Pietro thing was thrown out to mess with fans. It's okay. Not doesn't mean that he is the one from Fox. And that's exactly what I said it was. It's a red herring. He's just trying to, they're just trying to take you off the scent a little bit from Agatha and mission accomplished. Because I think that threw people off enough that people stopped focusing on Agatha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he said they casted Evan Peters way before and they never planned to make him actually be that, but they always plan for us to think that. You know, so I was like, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Or, right? or he's just saying that.
I mean, maybe. I don't think at this point he would just say that. Like, we're already almost done with the show. Like,
I'm never going to put that past him.
Yeah, I don't feel like he lies about things in the middle. I feel like he lies about things before they happen. He never really, like, says things that totally, like...
All right, we'll see. But, yeah. This is, like, the first time we have a television event where he can, like, you know, make comments update. In between, you know?
That's true.
So, we'll see after this.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we'll see. But, like I said, I don't think he would lie at this point. I don't think he has anything to gain.
And if he's telling the truth, then I want to see him at the very last episode, at the very end of the credits, going, gotcha! Yeah, I want to see that.
Well, I think him revealing who he is when he meets Monica is going to show he's a regular guy, or he's the guy under witness protection, and Agatha just used him. You know, that's what I think.
Okay.
You know, we don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I guess
I've been pretty good so far, though. I feel like I'm like 6 out of 7 or something as far as guesses go with WandaVision. But, okay, other things Feige said. They're going to keep a flow going after Falcon and Winter Soldiers. There's also going to be What If, and there's also going to be Loki, and towards the end of the year, Hawkeye. So he said there's going to be a constant flow of things coming. I already told you about the Pietro thing. He said, where there'll be sequel seasons to these series going on. He said, for most of them, yes, WandaVision not included. Right now, they don't have a plan to make more.
Yeah, which I don't think they're like, I think you even mentioned it last week, like, or you're talking to somebody like,
I don't think it would.
Yeah, like your sister was asking, it was going to be a season two, and you're like, I don't think that's a possibility here.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't.
So with WandaVision, I'm not surprised that there's no season two. I'm not expecting it at all.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if they could work it in somehow. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And if they did do a season two of WandaVision, I'd be like, the fuck you going to do, you know? Unless this doesn't end the way we think it's going to end, then I'd be like, okay, hey, you there's
know,
more.
Never know. There's still time for shit to happen. Real quick, other thing Spikey said, they asked if there are any other Marvel rated R movies, and he said, no, they have not found a need to make a movie rated R, or a need to, what was the other thing he said? Any movie that needs to be R, and they haven't found a movie, they've encountered that they can't make PG-13 without making it lame. He says they basically, everything on their slate, they know how to make it PG-13 without making it lame.
Okay.
With the exception of Deadpool.
Right.
He said that specifically. So that further confirms what we already knew, Deadpool will be rated R.
Yeah.
Other things real quick. She-Hulk will be shooting very soon, as in next week. Loki is coming out in June. And which other things did he say? Oh, people asked if the Defenders could possibly show up in Marvel, which, you know, he always gets this question. He says, you know what? I'm not going to say no. Perhaps. He's like, there's definitely stories we could tell with them. He's like, and we know they're popular. He's like, that's all I'm going to say. He's like, we do have plans, but we don't know if we're going to do them.
Right.
Like, basically. And then last thing, they asked him about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he kind of said no, but he also said never say never. That's, you know, basically...
He's not saying shit, guys. Stop.
Yeah. Stop. He's not saying anything, yeah, about that. And they asked him, oh, yeah, why doesn't WandaVision have a season 2 planned? He said, because it was planned to link to Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. So
that's why. Guys, come on. You stupid. Jeez.
So he gave a little bit of new information, but most of it's just reiteration of things we've already known.
Yeah.
The main takeaways here are is that She-Hulk is shooting next week and that we're getting Loki in June.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think that's some cool shit.
Yeah. What are the things you're going to say about the Darkhold?
Oh, the book. We didn't talk about the book. So the book could be two things. I think one, the Darkhold, which apparently has already been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Runaways. I didn't know that. So there's precedence for it not to be this book.
That came in later. Maybe I didn't see that shit yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And for anyone that doesn't know what the Darkhold is a legendary magical book owned by created by K'thon, who's an old demon from... They call him one of the old ones because they're one of the first evil existences in the universe. And this fucker Kathan made this book with a lot of his spells and powers in it. And this book has the power to unleash vampires and werewolves, which we know are coming to Marvel because Blade is on the way.
Blade, yeah.
So this book that Agatha had in her dungeon could very much be the Darkhold. I saw a video that was pointing out it had orange energy around it.
Yeah.
As did a lot of the magic from Doctor Strange's people. Everyone in his school had orange magic.
True.
And so, like, maybe it's from Carmitage. Mm. And fucking Agatha got her hands on it somehow.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a pretty cool point. Other things it could be, in my opinion, there's the Druids Ito, which I don't think it's that, because I don't think Dr. Druid's ever going to be in here, and I don't think they're going to go into that deep, weird-ass lore. The other thing it could be, which I think it is, you know, equally as I think it's the Darkhold, is the Iron Book of Shuma-Gorath. Shuma-Gorath is also one of the old ones. Kathan, Mephisto, Shuma-Gorath, and I believe there's another one that I don't know. Maybe it's Nightmare. But there's like four or five old ones, and the other one is Shuma-Gorath, and it's called the Iron Book of Shuma-Gorath. Now, I feel like what they could do is mix the Darkhold with the Iron Book of Shuma-Gorath, because the Darkholds in the shows have never been what the Darkhold's supposed to be. So they might take the concepts of the shows and mix that into the Iron Book of Shuma-Gorath. So that being said, maybe Shuma-Gorath is the main villain of this fucking show.
That'd be weird. Would that be weird?
Not really.
No.
He's always trying to find a way into our dimension. Mm. Always. And maybe Wanda is his way.
Mm.
You know?
That'd be crazy.
And, you know, maybe he takes an interest in her magical power. Anyone who doesn't know who Shuma-Gorath is, if you ever played Marvel versus Capcom 1 or 2, Shuma-Gorath Street Fighter versus Marvel, yeah.
He's in 3 as well.
And 3. Shuma-Gorath is the giant eye with tentacles. Seems just kind of weirdly magical,
like,
and
a
just
weird
mean.
Octopus. Yeah,
yeah. Like, but actually, that guy's one of the most powerful versions in the villains in the Marvel Universe, and that version we see is what form manifests here on Earth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, no one knows what he really looks like.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I remember the comic books one time they showed he was like a giant star, like a planet with tentacles and shit. Mm. I was like, oh, fuck, that's scary as fuck.
That's crazy.
And yeah, even though he looks like a fucking beast, he's actually fucking smart. Mm. And so, like, I could see him being voiced by somebody famous, even though he's just a fucking tentacle monster.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
So I'm gonna vote on Shuma-Gorath. Could still be Mephisto, but I'm gonna vote on Shuma-Gorath. Marvel's had him out for a long time and never explained him to the regular populace, you know? But yeah, anything you want to say about that whole WandaVision thing? Anything caught your eye about there? AJ, you gotta tell me. The Office shit. What did you think?
With the opening and all that,
everything, the Office, the cuts away, like, did you like it? Was it? What did you think, man?
I mean, I just felt normal, actually. I didn't
that
notice
says
it.
A lot about how much you like the Office. Okay,
but it wasn't only the Office, but it was a blend of the Office
and Modern Family,
which I haven't seen before. But it's like a mockumentary style, and then when they cut away to talk to somebody, like when they're on the side, man, I forgot what they call it, but talking heads is what they call it. So anytime they pull away and they're just filming someone just straight on one-on-one talking, so they give their opinion about a certain situation.
Oh, that's called talking heads?
They call them talking heads, yeah. So there's a lot of talking heads in there, obviously, with both, with everyone actually, right? Darcy and Wanda and Vision and Agatha too. They all had talking heads in there, which is kind of crazy. That was cool to see. I thought it was weird though, because like just thinking of it in an editing way, it's like, when did you have time to film Vision talk next to the van, you know? And then he took off, you know? So you never really had a chance to pull over, have him sit next to the van, give his thoughts about the thing, because he took off.
Well, he did for a while. He did it twice, right? He did one short one, and then he was doing one in the middle, and then he's like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? I gotta go.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, in the world, you know, within the meta of WandaVision, like, you know, how, like, was that just a thing that just the world changed for a second to talk to them, and then it just changed back to, like,
okay,
like, how'd you
do
that, you know?
I see your point. Okay.
Like, any other time, you would think, like, oh, okay, like, after this whole scenario happened, maybe 10 minutes later, they pulled them off to the side, like, hey, can we interview you about this thing that just happened? Get talking head moment, get their opinion real quick. All right, next person, you know, let's get their exact.
Hey, AJ,
but there's no point for that, you know?
Hey, the power of magic, bro.
Exactly, magic. Right? Yeah. But yeah, the opening theme song was definitely, like, had the Office vibes in it, too, for sure.
I've only seen the first season or like first season in a couple
it's
episodes
always
or two,
the same
but that I was like I caught the feeling right away. I was like, I felt like The Office.
So that was cool. And it had like just those weird moments too, or that those cutaway moments. It was
I
fun.
Also got some vibes of Arrested Development, which I feel like no one has said. I watched a lot of YouTube videos of people talking about it. I feel like Arrested Development was definitely something in there too.
Yeah, those far long shots of
You know, like how they show something happening in the background and like it'd be like a shot, and you're like, "What the fuck?" Like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because often it's usually like close up shit. They never do something like too far away.
Yeah. Neither does Modern Family. I don't think. So I feel like that's more of like
I've never seen Modern Family in my life, so I can't even say.
I've only seen like one episode.
But Arrested Development, I've seen a little bit of that, so I feel like that was more. Hey, yeah.
You know, it was, I'm still going to... Oh, one thing, we got the engineer introduced in this one, too, that we didn't talk about. The engineer was no one from Fantastic Four. However, the engineer was still not shown, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because she said it was a guy.
Yeah, she said it was... He said he a couple times, right?
Yeah,
she said
and then that, the major...
And it wasn't a he.
No, the major in control was a woman.
So it must be someone in like who works with the main person.
I think it's someone who works in the lab. I think it's someone who made it in the lab. And obviously that person wouldn't be on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know who I could think... So let's throw away the Marvel connections for fun, right? Let's say it wasn't any of the Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if it was Steve Carell. Like, just because, you know, like that would be so funny. Like,
that'd be intriguing.
A little hat tip to The Office. Like, I don't know.
He also did, what's it called? Space Force on Netflix. That was
too. Oh, yeah, dude.
That would be even like a double whammy there.
Jake Cudd, I don't know if you want to talk about WandaVision, but please, if you have a question, tell us. We'll try to answer it. If it's about WandaVision, type it right away because we're going to move subjects in a minute.
Yeah, I hope you're not a troll here because we had a troll last week.
I know, and we gave you time. Don't make me the bad guy here. Don't make this my fault. But if you're going to ask us if we need to get more viewers, I'm going to tell you to fuck off.
Darcy, if you... Oh my gosh. See, it was some type of troll question.
I think that's a fair question. If you could eat one food for an entire week, I would eat fucking...
One food for an entire week.
Pizza.
Yeah, a pizza's a simple one to go for.
I mean, like, I just wouldn't get bored of it.
Yeah. You
know, I could put different shit on it. So, yeah, pizza.
True, there you go.
Sandwiches would be close, but I'm going to say pizza. Thank you, Jake, for the question.
You know, you can't go wrong with pizza. I can't. You know,
it's a hard one to beat.
Yeah.
Different toppings, put different sauces on it.
Yeah.
Be cool, right?
All right. I like that answer.
No, you cool. Don't feel bad, Jake. Thank you.
Or ramen, you know.
As long as you're not asking us no dumbass shit or no perverted questions or like,
or trying to
how do you want more viewers? Like, we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll figure that shit out. But all right. That being said, thank you, Jake. AJ, let's jump into the news.
All right. We'll do some news right now. Oh, okay. We got a follow. Thanks for that follow. Okay. This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
News.
What?
All right, T, can I talk about Daft Punk?
No, I don't want to talk about Daft Punk.
No, you don't want to talk about Daft Punk?
Let's do it, because it's healthy to deal with problems you don't want to deal with, so let's just do it.
Yeah, so yesterday morning, they put out this video called Epilogue. It's a long-ass video with a lot of just running on scenes.
Which is very in theme with Daft Punk, actually.
I guess so, yeah. But it started off with them walking through the desert, and eventually homeboy with the visor, he kind of just stops, and then dude with the full visor kind of was like, well, like, what's going on, dude? And he kind of comes back to him, and then, you know, he turns around and he's like, it's time, I guess, right? So he goes ahead and put in some special codes, whatever, right?
I didn't see all this.
You didn't see this?
No, I'm sad now. They went to this detail to tell us?
Yeah.
No, I don't like this. This makes me sad.
And then it started to count down on his back. And then he went ahead and started walking away. Where is he? Is he walking away yet? Yeah, he started walking away from him. And then he clenched his fist. The timer came down to zero.
Damn.
So does this mean that he's the one that left the group?
I think it means that he was the one that decided he was done, probably.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think that... Let me make this clear. I do not think that this was something that one of them was mad about. I think that they came to an agreement, but I do think one of them proposed it. And it was probably the one who blew up, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Makes the most sense, right? Like, I mean... Yeah. But yeah,
But look at that long walk he did. He literally walked to the edge of the other screen.
And he was like, yo... Wait a minute. He's like, where's my nigga at?
But yeah, it was definitely a planned thing. I mean, like, they didn't, like, just decide this, like, one morning, like, hey, you know, let's film this shit right now, too.
Or, like you know, or
this
fuck
had
you.
To be planned.
Or fuck you, I'm done with you, you know? Yeah. I don't think it went down like that.
Yeah, so this had to be, like, you know, fucking planned forever.
I'm sure they were talking about it last year.
I think the end of it was a new track. Oh, yeah, check this out. We also got this.
Are we going to get a final album at least?
No, dude. I don't think so.
No?
No, I think Random Access Memories was the last one. 1993 to 2021. I think.
Wait, that doesn't mean the year ain't over, bro. Year ain't over. I'll just say that.
I mean, this was a new song. This epilogue, I think, was a new track by them.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. I think we could get one more album still.
I don't think so. I don't think it works like that.
I like how you keep your hopes down. But I'm like, another track.
I guess if
another track to me sounds like there might be a final album. And 2021 ain't over even close.
I see how you're trying to contribute this to, like, when you break up with somebody and you have...
Wow. You saying I'm in denial, AJ?
No.
You saying I'm in denial?
No, not only that. You're looking up for that, you know, it's not makeup sex. It's like... You know, that last one, like one last time of the year breakup. I forget what you call it.
There is a name for that.
Yeah,
there?
There's a name for it. I don't know. I forgot what it's called. I don't think you're getting that to
you. I don't know. I'll always say this. Money can reunite any band. So you never know. Like maybe like not now, but maybe 10 years from now. I would not be surprised if these motherfuckers want to come back.
Yeah. I mean, this dude, at least, he's still walking somewhere, you know? So he may just come out with his own shit. Who knows? Maybe he'll just be called just Daft or just Punk.
Somebody said, that's a lot of pieces. He just said, you can put it back together. He said, that's a lot of pieces.
Maybe he'll get a new member, you know?
Oh, no. That's not Daft Punk.
No?
That's a different group. They have to call something else.
Maybe Stardust? Huh?
Yo, I'd fuck with that. Stardust would be great. I'd be down with that.
Because there's that rumor that Stardust is actually Daft Punk or like Daft Punk, right?
They had something to do with Stardust.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's true. And then what was the Weeknd's album called that was produced by them partially? Star Kid, right?
What was it?
Yeah, and they partially produced that album. So I'm like, maybe this motherfucker will do something with the Weeknd.
Maybe. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jake. We appreciate you jumping in. Thank you for the
peace out. But yeah, Daft Punk, RIP.
So sad.
F in chats if you can for Daft Punk. But yeah, any Daft Punk memories you want to share, T?
No, just that on early episodes of this podcast, you can hear a lot of Daft Punk music.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
If you guys want to go back to the first
40, something like that, we definitely had opening music from Daft Punk.
Yeah, a few times. You know? So we're big fans. They were my doorway into electronic music.
Yeah.
If I remember, that's way before tech.
I think so. Me too.
No, way before dubstep, way before trap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, I really love Daft Punk. So.
Yeah. And I'm kind of upset now that I never got to see one of their crazy-ass concerts.
I know, bro. Man, there was a time we had a chance to get a ticket, and we hesitated, and then they fucking sold out, like, 2 days later. I remember, like, me, you, Danny, were talking about getting them, and we fucking waited, and then 2 days later, we saw, oh, Daft Punk sold out. I was like, I'm so sad about that part.
Yeah.
Anyway, sad stuff, but it's happening, guys.
It's happened. Daft Punk broken up.
Other stuff. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 1 and 2 have been announced for the next-gen systems. They're going to make a new version for both PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch.
I'm surprised it's already out. I think it came out for PC. I think is what it's out for.
Yeah, right now it's PC only, right? PC and Steam, maybe?
Steam, yeah.
Is it Steam?
Steam is PC. When they say PC, usually they mean Steam.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay. Then that. They have it there.
I don't know if I can find it, because I kind of want to get it. I didn't know it wasn't out for other systems right now, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not out yet, but it will be soon.
Let's see. Tony Hawk. That's cool. All right. Well, look out for consoles.
They didn't say a day, but they said 2021. So this year you will get that version of 1 and 2. I would buy that shit. I love Tony Hawk.
Yeah, and it's 1 and 2, which I know at least 2 was awesome.
Dude, one,
I think I like
one,
3
one
a lot better
is,
though.
Dude, 1 is amazing. I think
1 is amazing.
1 is
yeah.
amazing. 2 is better because they stepped it up. You know, they just did more. But like, yeah, 1 and 2 were the shit. 3 is good too. 3 is really good too. But I just felt like they changed the game a little. But I do like 3.
I think 3 is the one I played the most.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I actually own 3. I played 2 like at a friend's house a lot, and then 3 came out. I was like, I'm gonna buy 3 at least, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I don't blame you.
That's where is this at? Or it's available now.
Yeah.
But where?
But yeah, for Steam and computer, like you said.
Yeah, but I looked on Steam right now.
Oh, it's not on Steam.
I didn't see it on Steam right now.
Oh man, you gotta buy it on disc
available
for PC?
Now. Where? No, that's stupid. No one does that.
Not anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Purchase. Okay, how do I purchase
it? Well, right now, it's available on
PS4. Oh, it's on PS4.
PS4 and Xbox. Oh, yeah. We talked about it last year.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah.
Xbox, PS4.
Upgrades on March 26th for PS5. Okay.
Didn't hear that. Upgrades, too. Okay.
PC. How do I get on PC? Digital edition. Whatever. Maybe I just purchased. Oh, maybe it's on a freaking different platform. Maybe it's on freaking... Ubisoft's shit or what's the other one? Epic Games. Maybe it's on there. I think it's on Epic Games, actually. That's where it's at.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think I have it on my wish list over there, actually.
There's also a deluxe bundle that is cross-gen, so you can get it anyone. For $10 more, you can upgrade and get access to Ripper, gear for Create a Skater, and retro skins for Tony Hawk, Steve Caballero, and Rodney Mullen.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's cool. Yeah, so keep an eye out for the upgrades that are coming for PS5, as AJ mentioned right now.
All
right. Your turn, sir.
They have a picture for this? We didn't have a picture for this. No. I didn't even show what I was looking at. Anyways, in other news...
Roundup today?
Oh, we do have one. Nice. Yeah, featuring... featuring Wags today too. No, it's on Blizzard. It's not on Blizzard. Shut up, diplomats. It's not on Tony. Tony, it's not on Blizzard. I'm gonna check it now.
Hey, you have to now. You just got fact checked. You have to check it now.
In other news, we got this little 5-second teaser of a new Tekken character.
Oh fuck! I forgot about this.
The Prime Minister of Poland is going to be a new character, new fighter in Tekken. That's all we got. There's your teaser right there. 5 seconds.
Literally, just didn't see her fucking face.
Not even see her face. I mean, we kind of saw half of her face.
That's not enough.
I guess not. You know. But curling early spring 2021.
Yo, so. Bro, I'm just. That's just kind of lame, man. I'm like.
What? This fucking 5-second teaser.
Everything about this, like they announced that they've been thinking about this character for a while beforehand. And then, like, dude, it's dumb. They didn't even show us anything. And then on top of that, we know it's not going to be anyone we know. And they fucking cover their face. And, like, why?
No, I want to see this bitch's fighting style. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that too. And on top of that, it's probably going to be Polish locking and shit, I bet.
Like, ooh, I don't know what that is.
It's like they have, like, a grapple style in Poland.
I kind of figured it would be some type of military.
Yeah.
Because she's a prime minister of Poland. Military, you know.
And yo, how is the fucking Prime Minister allowed to fight in the King of Iron Fist tournament? Like, there's no fucking way.
I think
Jin
did some shit, fucked up with some Poland, you know, rules, and she's like, fuck this Jin motherfucker.
But wouldn't you think one of their Secret Service guys would have entered, like, or Secret Service women would have entered instead?
Nah, like, she's like, I don't trust you guys to get the job done.
Shit.
I've been training my whole life, you know?
Imagine she's like, Thanos, I'll do it myself.
Right, there you go. Like,
this Jin guy's being too much of a problem. You know what? If they make her scary, then I'll be okay with it. But, like, I just don't feel like she's going to be that dope.
Like, I feel like Dragunov vibes, you know? I haven't seen this character yet, but she's probably going to be something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, back to Diplomats really quick, saying it's on Blizzard. You know what? I thought about it right now, too, and I would believe you, but he said joking LOL, though.
He was joking.
So he was joking. But... you could have been right, because Activision was behind Tony Hawk, and Activision owns Blizzard.
That would have been a good guess.
So, you know.
Did you think that far, Diplo? Because that's a good guess if you did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if you did think that far, you got me for a second right there. I was about to tell you, you know what? I think you're right. But then he said, JK, LOL, so never mind.
You lost your street cred you just got.
Another quick fighting game news, too. There's a bunch of like little announcements that came out. There's a whole roundtable for fighting games. This Tekken one is one of them. And also, something came out for Guilty Gear Strive. Ino's coming back. She's that guitar chick from Guilty Gear. You know, wearing the red suit with the guitar. You know, she's like the poster child for most of Guilty Gear.
With the witch hat?
The witch hat, yes.
Oh, she wasn't in the last one?
I don't know if she was in the last one. But she's announced for this new one.
Okay. I mean, I never thought she wouldn't be in there. If she wasn't in the last one, that's more surprising to me.
I don't remember if she was in the last
one.
Because
you're right. I think of her as the poster child for Guilty Gear. Her and like Bad Soul.
Yeah. But yeah, she's back. They kind of showed off some stuff with her. They showed off some King of Fighters stuff. A couple of other characters were announced to making the roster for the new King of Fighters 2. I don't remember who they were though. But if you're interested, go look it up. Google it.
Okay. Okay. So quick news. Sanrio x Doc Martin.
Ooh. Yes.
So, you know, if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, because you're a nerd like me that's more on the boys' side of the nerd and not the girl side of the nerd, Doc Martin is a real famous fucking shoe brand, high-end shoe brand for the ladies, and Sanrio is fucking Hello Kitty, and the two have teamed up together to be an unstoppable force for ladies. They have a whole line of shoes. They have combat boots, they have regular shoes, they have low tops. Check them out. I don't care about this shit, but I feel like some of our fans might like this, and I thought it was kind of cool.
Carla.
Carla would love that.
I just bought her some Doc Martens for Christmas.
Damn, bro. Time to complete the set.
No.
And, yeah, so these will go on sale shortly after Kawaii-Con, which is not now.
What was the Kawaii-Con?
I don't know what that means. Kawaii-Con, I guess. Yeah, right? Kawaii, sorry. Okay, I was thinking fucking Hawaii. Now I realize it's Japanese.
Yes.
Hawaii-kan. Yeah, so there will be a, you know.
Actually, my first thought was Hawaii for a second, and then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, no, Kawaii. I know Kawaii.
Because we're talking about Hello Kitty.
Yeah, exactly.
Tripping to you. Yeah, but alongside this Hello Kitty, which has both the combat boots and the low top that I mentioned.
Cool.
They also have versions for Bad Bots Maru. That's the name of the shoe.
I'm about to get those.
They're called Bad Bots Maru. Other ones are called Kuro, Kuro, Kuropi. Those are another set of shoes.
Black Kuropi?
No, not Kuro.
Oh, not Kuro. Kuro,
yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. My Melody, I don't know who that is. And more.
It might be the sister of Hello Kitty, I think.
Okay. Well, all three of those are different types of shoes besides the Hello Kitty one. So there's Bad Batsu, Kuro, Kuro, Kuropi, and My Melody. So I don't know what those look like. I haven't looked up all the looks. I just want to show you guys the main one if you're here on the fucking podcast.
But they're
live
probably
right
badass.
Yeah, I'm assuming. These combat boots look like you can fuck somebody up.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Kick a motherfucker in the face.
They're heavy as fuck.
Yeah. That being said,
I got kicked by them already. No, just kidding.
Jesus. Fucking up, AJ. It has to be your fault. All right. Yeah, so if anyone's a fan of Hello Kitty or Doc Martens and just wants to make some money off of this whole thing, they're going to be $175 a pair. I think some of
them... That's like normal price.
That's normal for them, right?
Yes.
I think some of them might be more, but I think the base price is $175. But yeah, keep an eye out for them. AJ?
Yeah, nice. Might have to go get those for her birthday now.
You're already thinking about it. Like, you're already thinking about it right now. We're going to set up a GoFundMe for AJ, by the way. Yeah, if you want to help him get Carla's shoes, he would really appreciate it.
Yes, I would.
I'm not going to contribute, but I'll help promote
Fuck.
It.
Spread the word. That's AJ, a contribution right there. So speaking of Blizzard, Blizzard had their BlizzCon line, or BlizzCon online, I forgot what they called it, where they announced some information about Overwatch 2. So cheers and everything, right? Also, this one thing that I was interested in called Blizzard Arcade. So Blizzard Arcade, apparently they're going to bring back some of their older games, like before they were big, with like the StarCrafts and Diablos and all that, and the World of Warcrafts. They came out with a game called Lost Vikings, Rock and Roll Racing, and what's this other one? Blackthorn. I never heard of Blackthorn. But I heard of the other two a lot, which I'm interested in trying out and playing those. But yeah, they're gonna have these available on their Blizzard launcher over there.
Okay.
So check those out. Coming out pretty soon, I believe. This pack is coming. Oh, it should already be out on PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
All right.
And will feature PS5 and Xbox Series X backwards compatibility. So that's cool. So if you have the newer systems, you can still play it over there. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Look out for that. And then also they showed us some Diablo 4 news. New class, the rogue. First off, the opening trailer for this looks sick, because like apparently this priest guy was talking to this chick, who's our new character. But look at, she pulls out an ear and gives it to this priest dude, and apparently at the end of this priest dude has a freaking whole like cupboard full of ears.
The fuck?
Do you remember ears from Diablo 2?
Yes. I do remember. We were always like, what the fuck, right? Like, why is this a thing, right?
Yeah, so
That sounds really familiar.
When you PvP'd against somebody
and
else
someone,
and
you
killed
ear.
Them, you got their ear as a trophy.
Yo, does that mean this is a PvP character that you can challenge, like, to try to beat in a duel?
I don't know. That'd be interesting. But maybe he was just, like, an old PvP'er from back in the day who just liked collecting ears.
And he's decided to go to the...
And this new character is collecting ears for him. I don't know.
Oh, so I think this kind of sounds
She's even missing an ear, though. So she lost a battle. She lost a PvP.
Yeah. I think this might be a setup for how important PvP might become, AJ.
Hopefully.
You know what I mean? Like,
that'd be cool.
There's shit you can win. Because before, collecting the ears didn't mean shit, remember? Like, you couldn't get anything for it.
No,
right?
It was just a trophy, yeah. It was nothing. It was
but,
worth nothing.
Like, the fact that there's a guy who takes ears now kind of makes me feel like he might give you something for it.
That'd be cool.
You know, like, that's
I mean,
cool.
It just might be just story, you know? It may not be actual gameplay thing.
He could
thing.
Be a villain, yeah, a villain that collects ears. But I feel like it'd be more fun if they actually, like, you know, brought that into the plot. Because I feel like that was one thing that wasn't really explained. It was just there. You know, you kill him, you get the ear, and you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Anyways, this new character is a rogue. So she's like looking like the demon a little bit, like assassin, a little bit of Amazon
yeah,
going on
like
there too.
Yeah, it looks like assassin mixed with archer.
Yeah.
With Amazon, like you said, sorry, assassin and Amazon.
Yeah.
And then she also had some, there was something she did that reminded me of.
She set traps, I saw too.
Okay, she did traps. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, she like threw some spikes down and all that.
I saw her do something that made me think of a knight of some kind. I can't remember.
Well, yeah, here's this guy's cupboard. He opens it up, it's just full of ears.
See him when he swung the door. Actually.
Yep.
Gross.
But I wonder what this means. I wonder who he is. So that's something to find out in the story when this comes out.
Maybe this is what it costs to bring back Diablo again. No?
Damn.
Yo, so can we talk about the other thing? Yes. We're going to go back. Let's divide this in half real quick, yeah?
What do you mean in half? Oh, you want to divide this number in half?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about Diablo 4. Let's go back a little.
Yeah, it's like back into time.
Bro, Diablo 2 Resurrection got announced. What the fuck?
Resurrected, yeah. So this is going to be a remake of Diablo 2, which if you don't know the lore of Unfocus, I'm pretty sure we skipped school. We skipped work.
We have a problem.
We skipped life to play this game.
Yeah. For like at least a week or two.
Yeah.
If not more, it might have been like almost a month.
We definitely killed a whole weekend, at least. Entire 3 days.
Yeah.
Doing nothing but playing this.
Yeah, my mom was like, when are you coming back home? I remember she was like, oh shit.
When we beat hell.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like, I just have to defeat the hordes of hell from Diablo, mom. Yeah. And she was like, does that mean Tuesday or Monday? I was like, Tuesday. She's like, okay. So yeah, we're big fans of Diablo 2. We all tried Diablo 3. We like it, but we didn't love it. You know, like, it just didn't grab us like Diablo 2. And the fact that this looks so good
Looks
gets me
clean.
Hyped, you know? Like,
yeah, getting all these classes back.
Yo, bro, I know I'm so hyped to be an archer again. Bro, did you see this? Like, I saw somebody fucking hammerdining, and I saw, look.
Damn,
motherfuckers getting smited,
fool,
bro.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers getting smited out here. Like, it's back. I was like, man, didn't matter how OP your character was. If someone had the smite sit down, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah. This part's pretty cool right here. It's going to be on PC and consoles with cross progression, meaning that you can play on PC and then continue the game on your PS5
or whatever. Oh, is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Cross progression.
Yeah.
I thought that meant the story was going to continue throughout all consoles, but no, that means that, okay, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So that means they're also going to change up the controls a little bit so it works with controllers, which would be interesting with this game.
That's a coin flip now. Now they're doing a coin flip because you don't know how people are going to take that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's up to you if you want to play with controller or not. I mean, it probably better play mouse and keyboard like it was originally meant to be played.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right?
I mean, there's going to be some people that are going to go for the controller for sure, but you gotta admit, there's gonna be people that'll be like, the fuck? No, I want mouse and keyboard, bro. What the fuck? And like, even if they own a PlayStation, they're probably still gonna be mad about it.
Actually, at PlayStation, I heard you can plug in a mouse and keyboard.
They have one, but it's not cheap, bro. That's just expensive.
I'm pretty sure you can just plug in an everyday mouse and keyboard into it.
Oh.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be the Sony one?
I don't think you need to get a specially made one. No, if you do, that's stupid.
Well, because they do have a Sony one. That's the only reason I thought that, because they do have a Sony one.
Oh.
Like a PlayStation keyboard. All right,
that's cool.
I hope it's not the only thing, though.
I hope not. No, they're not the Nintendo and shit, right? So, I don't think they're doing all that. Xbox Series X, PS5, PS4, and Switch. So, they're coming out on everything.
That's what I point out how poignant that joke was AJ made.
This year,
it's
though.
True. It's Nintendo true. Would do that shit.
They would make their own
special. You can only
special.
Use ours.
Yeah.
And the software doesn't work with other shit.
Yeah, yep.
And sorry.
Yep. I wasn't joking when I said that shit, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming out this year. When? Tell me when.
Yeah, did they say? They didn't say, right?
Oh, my bed is still playing in the background. No, they didn't say. They just said 2021.
Okay. All right. Okay, whatever.
We'll damn, see. Are we going to stream this shit when it comes out?
Yes.
All right.
All right, so next week...
Just have hoes in the background bitching and shit.
I already texted him about it. He's down
to play. Yeah, no,
okay,
I told him to.
Okay, cool. I sent the trailer. He responded to me so quick. I was like, oh, shit, that was the fastest he responded to me in like 5 years. all right, so real quick, Demon Slayer. If anyone doesn't know, which if you're any kind of anime nerd at all, you should at least know about this.
Maybe I know then.
No, you know.
Oh, okay.
Demon Slayer has been destroying the fucking box offices in Japan. Mm. It's like the highest money-making anime movie ever made right now. And, you know, no one can say if it's because of how good and how popular Demon Slayer is or if it's because of the quarantine and it was the first movie introduced after the quarantine in Japan. But moral of the story is it's making fucking bank. It's destroying the game. And on top of that, it made more manga sales last year than our whole comic book industry last year altogether.
That's crazy.
So that's saying a lot. They sold at least 10 times more than fucking Spider-Man, bro, than Superman. Damn. So I was like, that's crazy. That being said, Demon Slayer movie is finally coming to the States. Next week, it'll be released here at limited capacity. For now, it's only going to be in Miami, Florida. For now, because like they're animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't care.
They're stupid enough to be open right now. That's fine.
But on the plus side, our numbers have been
no
dropping.
No offense if you're from Miami.
Right? On the plus side, our numbers have been dropping here in LA. And did you know next week, New York is opening movie theaters?
Ooh, okay.
This is a good sign. Not saying we're getting that this month. We might get it next month. But I think if our numbers continue to drop in the same way New York's have, which they have been, actually, if they continue to drop, we might get our movie theaters back soon, too. But, you know, we'll just have to see.
Even if they did, I still wouldn't walk into one for, like, another few months.
Oh, bro, I ain't going for at least 3 months after opening.
Yeah.
At least 3 months. Yeah. Like, I'll drive in a Black Widow if I have to. I'll go to the drive-in. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that sounds down.
Hey, want a double date? Drive-in Black Widow?
Damn.
I'm down, bro.
I'm down.
Anyway, yeah, that being said, if you're in Miami, Florida, or if you're a big enough Demon Slayer nerd that you can fly to Miami, Florida to watch it, like I said, theaters are limited capacity.
Imagine.
Dude, it might
just be lines.
Bro, I would not doubt that that's going to happen because it's limited capacity in Florida. So, like, that means even though the theaters are open, they're only going to let, like, third of the people or half the people.
They're not like gonna do like HBO Max or some shit like that?
No. Theaters. Because they know how much money it just made in Japan, and it's America. We're gonna eat it up. We have the second biggest anime community besides Japan. Mm. Actually, we might be competition with Mexico. Mexico has a huge anime community.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. It's coming soon, Demon Slayer in Florida. Hopefully virus cases don't spread because of it. But I'm hyped. I love Demon Slayer. AJ?
Do you want me to bring up Twisted Metal, or do you want to bring up Twisted Metal?
You bring up Twisted Metal.
Want me to bring up Twisted Metal? So Twisted Metal is going to get its own TV show.
It's a show!
It's a TV show, not a movie. I thought it was a movie for a while until I read into it, and I was like, oh, wait, it's a TV show. That sounds cool.
I feel like it'd be better as a TV show because you can do more wild shit with it, you know?
Yeah, and there's a lot of characters that have like some in-depth stories, too, and I don't think you can introduce all these characters in one movie, maybe just a few. But as a TV series, like, I kind of hope to have like one episode, you know, to explain one character. That'd be pretty cool. No word on exactly how this story is going to be told yet, but we do know it's going to be like an action comedy, though, which sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
And this is going to be made by Sony Pictures Television and PlayStation Productions. So it sounds like PlayStation has their own production company, which I think is going to be making TV shows and movies and all that, which I think they might be behind the what's that game called? Uncharted movie. I think they're behind that too. So hopefully they're going to be able to make sure all these game TV shows and movies stay true to the games. So hopefully they do that. Otherwise, they're going to not survive for so long. All right. And these TV shows, the Twisted Metals, are going to be written by Riet Reiss and Paul Wernick, who are behind Zombieland and Deadpool. And also being executive produced by Michael Jonathan Smith, who just finished producing Cobra Kai. So that sounds pretty cool because Cobra Kai is pretty good. I got no complaints with Cobra Kai. And then Deadpool, can't go wrong with Deadpool, right?
No, that shit is creepy.
Having all these people together as one sounds like it should be good. It should have some good action and some good freaking like craziness, you know? So I'm not mad at that.
All right. Okay, this next piece of news I don't have a picture for, but now I realize there is a picture that would be really good. So if you can Google it as I'm talking about AJ, that'd be great. I don't have a picture for it, I'm saying.
Oh, wait, I forgot to show
you. Oh, here's that Twisted Metal picture.
Twisted Metal picture real quick.
Fucking, what's all the clown called again?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth, motherfuckers!
Yeah, I kind of want to go back and play Twisted Metal Black now, though.
I'll play that shit with you. I never played it before.
I wonder if I still have it. I don't know if I have it. Anyways, where was I going to go to?
All right, so Soulja Boy.
Oh, no.
You know, anytime he makes it into our news, it's got to be video game related because we don't care about him.
True.
So Soulja Boy is back on Twitter talking shit.
Tell him.
About his... Yeah, so I'm sorry. His proper name is Soulja Boy Tell Him.
Yeah, that's right.
I always forget. I'm sorry. Soulja Boy Tell Him has released new news on his Instagram. He has a brand new game console in the works. His game console will have a new design, new style, everything.
Another console, huh?
Yeah. Can you Google it? Because it's actually a picture.
Okay.
There's some weird shit about this new console he's working on. He said it's new design from scratch. Brand new console, new design, all new games, all new deals, he says, right? However, the picture for this new Soulja Boy game console The weird thing about it, let me Google it. Yeah, there you go. The weird thing about the picture, it has a PlayStation controller on it. And I don't think Sony is working with him on it.
It looks like a PlayStation controller, like a PS2 controller.
I think that's a PS2 controller.
Yeah.
I don't think that could be anything but a PS2 controller.
It's plugging via USB.
I feel like he's trying to say that it's going to be compatible for other games.
But then again, this controller looks like a PS2 controller from the side, right?
Not as much as that one does. That one has the exact design. I know PS2 controllers. That's the exact design of a PS2
even
controller.
Even a D-pad, because D-pads are like a thing that's like, you know, copyrighted and patented
by
and shit
PlayStation,
like that.
And it looks just like
and
a PlayStation
And they have that
D-pad.
Similar one, yeah.
And so, like, I don't even know if he's allowed to show that shit, bro. I'm sure you can see from the comments that people are not fucking down with it. But it's pretty funny. And also, it has elements from things. It almost looks like a small PS5.
Yeah.
I wish he would, like,
it does.
It's really like weird, dude.
Like a small PS4, like an Xbox, honestly.
Yeah. Anyone that doesn't know why this has precedence and why we would even talk about this is because this has happened before.
Yes.
Soulja Boy has had consoles, both portable and home console.
Has he had a home console? No, yeah. Definitely portable. Yeah, I don't remember the home console, though.
Did he have a home console?
I'm pretty
too?
Sure it's forgettable anyways.
I think he did. But yeah, point is it sucked. And it never works. And we kind of think it's funny. Every time he makes one, he hypes it up. He does everything he can to promote it. I feel like one time he got some exec from some other company that you would think, you know, would matter if he was in the video or, like, talking about it or supporting it. And then it didn't fucking come to any fruition. No one cared about it, and, like, it didn't make any money, and it wasn't good. And even people that played it and reviewed it, they hated it. They're like, dude, it's fucking not a real good... It's not a game system, really. And he's at it again. So if you want to be one of our guinea pigs, because we're not buying it here on Unfocus, please buy it and then tell us about it. Maybe we'll send you a little funding, like $1, to compensate you for that. And like,
nah, we'll say your name on the podcast.
We'll say your name on the podcast.
So
we'll even show your clip reviewing it. So please, if you want to, buy it and tell us about it. But we're not going to buy it. And we're not telling you to buy it. But if you want to, go ahead.
So I was reading a couple of comments I just saw here on his Instagram with this picture. One of them says, fuck out of here with this dollar store garbage. And then the other, right after that says, bruh, an outdated PS2 controller. Laughing my ass off.
Yeah,
and then
PS2
this one, remember when Soulja Boy tweeted? What, is this the one? Oh, yeah. Remember when Soulja Boy tweeted, you can't make the same mistake twice. The second time, it's not a mistake. It's a choice. It's obvious he's choosing to be sued again.
Yeah, this is going to be bad, bro. He even put the picture on there. God. Now, I understand that any press is good press. Like, controversy is good and all. But, bro, if you get a suit from Sony, that's bad, dude. Like,
now,
that's a lot of money.
There's a possibility because, like I said, I have this controller which models a PS2 controller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everything. The shape's different and the button colors are different and shit like that. The D-pad's different as well. So maybe it's something like that. It's just a knockoff that, you know, is, you know, legit illegal, you know?
I think he's getting sued either way because that pad, that pad, bro, like, you can't make that
D-pad. That pad, though, looks like the PlayStation
pad,
though.
Yeah, I was
though,
like,
yeah.
If that isn't Sony, he's getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
And then it's not a PlayStation 2 controller either because it plugs in via USB.
Oh, you're right. It has to be at least a PS3 controller.
Even that PS3 was wireless, though.
No, but they had
USB
ones.
Through,
oh,
yeah. I think they probably
they
did,
huh? No, they did.
100%. Oh, wow, okay.
You had to charge the wireless one somehow.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I fucking just had deja vu because we've talked about this before. And I feel like we even talked about it on the podcast, how we talked about wireless PlayStation controllers. I think we just talked about it like last
week. The wireless PlayStation? I don't know.
Bro, but I think we just talked about, not Soulja Boy, but the whole wireless PlayStation thing. I feel like it just came up like last week.
I don't remember.
I'm going to have to re-listen now.
All right.
Hopefully I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Last thing I'll mention before we do... Want to do Toy Roundup in a minute?
Yeah.
Last thing I'll mention before we do Toy Roundup...
I want to see what Will has to say. What's he saying?
I'm interested too. But I just wanted to mention one quick thing. It was that... Oh my God. Why am I blinking right now? So, there's a rumor going around that Jennifer Lawrence is in Australia to film with John Watts for Fantastic Four. And obviously, everyone's first choice, she's a blonde,
mm-hmm.
she's fit, she can mm-hmm. fight, and she's mm-hmm. done superhero mm-hmm. shit before. First choice is everyone's thinking she's the Invisible Woman.
Mm.
Apparently, it came out specifically that she is not the Invisible Woman. She's not there to play that role. No one's saying that she's not there for Fantastic Four,
mm-hmm.
and no one's saying that she is, but her agent says she's not there to play Sue Storm.
Okay, that's good.
That's all we know,
I guess.
I think she's a great actress, but she sucks. So
who might she be playing?
She could play Alicia Masters, which is the blind woman that dates the Thing.
Okay.
I could see that. Outside of that,
Now, what if she's not even playing a Fantastic Four character? What if she's playing a character from a different series, you know, different movie, but just crosses over with Fantastic Four? Like, who would that be then?
I mean,
what if she comes back as Mystique?
Oh, bro, no. Fucking no. I think Feige would avoid that. The fact that he went out... I mean, okay, we'll see when WandaVision's over. But the fact that he went out of the way to say Evan Peters is not Quicksilver, that he's not supposed to be the same one, that he just did that to fuck with us, unless that's a lie, I don't think he would do that with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
That's just a guess. I don't know. He might be lying.
Imagine if every, like, movie that we see from now on, or every TV show, has, like, some weird multiverse, like, you know, shift, where we see an X-Men character, like, cameo.
You know what?
And maybe she's that.
Now that you say that, AJ, I got a theory right now. What if he did this whole Evan Peters thing to let you know? Yo, X-Men's not a thing, and I can use their fucking actors for whatever I want.
Damn, just like a flex?
I mean, like, just to, like, to let us know. Like, he doesn't have to be fucking Pietro just because he was Pietro before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if that's true, if what he said is true.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. He's like, that they can be whatever the fuck I want them to be. God damn it.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that being said, we're going to jump into a little toy news, something we don't really do so much ourselves in Unfocus, but luckily we have Wags.
Yeah. I try to make it look Star Wars-y.
I like it. It's very Wags.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Chibi Wags, and this is another installment of the weekly toy news roundup. Starting off, we're going to do some Transformer news, because I like to start with Transformers.
As you do.
Last week, we talked about a retool of the Paleotrix deluxe figure done up in purple and transparent purple parts. Well, it hasn't even been a week yet, and Hasbro has already announced another retool for Paleotrix. And this one is a familiar character from the Beast Wars line. Transmutate is back, and he's borrowing Paleotrix's body. If you guys don't remember Transmutate, which you should, he was only in one episode of the Beast Wars series, and he was a horribly disfigured Transformer that at the end of the episode died tragically. Very sad. They never released a Transformer figure of it, but there was a 2006 Build-A-Figure that coincided with the Beast Wars 10th anniversary.
Well, that's crazy.
You had to buy five figures in order to build this figure. Each figure, all deluxes, came with a DVD and a part to build this figure. I was actually lucky enough to finish the entire line and buy and build the figure, actually. Although, to me, he was actually an afterthought, because I actually just wanted some of these classic Beast Wars figures, which I missed out on because I just didn't have the money in high school to buy them. But I'm glad that I have him. It's cool. He's a pretty cool. I mean, he doesn't transform. He has like five joints, and his head has like on a ball joint. But I mean, it's still a pretty cool figure to have in your collection, I think. Actually, the figure's so hard to come by now. Let's see. On eBay these days, it goes for.
Holy shit.
Put you somewhere safe. Hide you from my girlfriend so she doesn't make me sell you. So this is part of the Transformers Selects line, which is an online exclusive, usually. So only online retailers get access to these figures, like Big Bad Toy Store, Entertainment Earth, Amazon, TF Source, and tons of places like that. Oh, Hasbro Pulse. And again, so it's a retool, third one, of Paleotrix, done up in some teal blue with some gold coloring. More like gold coloring with teal accents. And a new face sculpt that resembles Transmutate. And the mouth even opens, too, so it's a little horrifying. It's a very scary-looking figure, but I love it. It looks so cool. I would have preferred the gold to be silver to more closely resemble the original Transmutate character. Yeah, I know. He's scary-looking, I know. What's up, buddy? The figure retails for $19.99. It's up for pre-order now, and it's going to be available sometime in August. Birthday gift! It says, paying homage to the original, this Transmutate figure can break apart into pieces. Paying homage to the original? You mean when he died and exploded into pieces?
Wow.
That's awful.
Died's terrible.
Hasbro on Friday revealed a bunch of new Marvel Legend figures they're going to be releasing. They're up for pre-order now. This is the Villains Wave, and you build this white Sasquatch-looking thing. His name is Zemnu? Xemnu? Who's Xemnu? Oh, the villains wave is going to consist of Secret Wars Doctor Doom, I guess from the more recent Secret Wars comic series.
Doom!
The Hood.
Oh shit, is that Doctor Strange?
Lady Deathstrike, which will finally replace that old, ugly looking Lady Deathstrike from the Toy Biz era, which I used to have. Only to build
I've seen that one. She looks all weird and shit. Weird eyes.
A new Red Skull, but in his classic comic attire.
Ooh. Like,
really classic. Super old. Yes, Grandma. You want me to throw a toy right talkative. Now? Really? I'm kind of busy. A new version of Dormammu. This one's a 6-inch scale.
Oh, look at so that,
the giant build-a-figure one that we had before, which I thought
a little bit more like the movie.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Don't know how you could outdo it. Marvel's Arcade. You guys remember Arcade?
No.
Oof, I haven't heard his name.
Dr. Arcadia!
And the AIM Scientist Supreme. Also revealed is Nova, Quasar.
Oh shit!
The Civil Warrior. Who the heck is
the
Civil
fuck is
Warrior?
The Civil Warrior?
He looks cool though. A new MODOK, and an AI Tony Stark in the classic Iron Man suit. Which I wonder why they're bringing an AI Tony Stark into the wave.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, okay, we got some shit to
talk
about.
To come in the future. AI Robert Downey Jr.?
Maybe.
3 minutes.
Okay,
in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yo, we got to talk about
those are all available for pre-order now as of Friday. But who knows if they're sold out already. I don't know. The She-Hulk and the Old Man Hulk went like that, honestly.
Old Man Hulk.
Gone the day they were announced. For fans of classic 80s cartoons like myself, as you guys are well aware, the Thundercat tank is being released very soon. It is gorgeous looking. Super 7 has heard the fans' peaceful requests, and they're re-releasing 3 of their sold-out figures. It's called the Thundercats Ultimates line, if you guys aren't familiar with it. It's 7 inches, done by Super 7. And the 3 figures that they are bringing back, Mamra the Ever-Living, and he comes with Mammut, Panthro, and of course Lion-O, who was like the first one sold out like immediately, insanely. Quickly. Mamra is $60, while Lion-O and Panthro are both $45. Come with tons of accessories, lots of interchangeable hands, different head sculpts. The freaking Sword of Omens! Even so, $45 is kind of pushing it. I really want that glow-in-the-dark Mamra that came out recently, because I'm a big fan of glow-in-the-dark, and Mamra is pretty cool too. 7, 8. Nope. Out of my budget. And the last bit of news that we have is from NECA. They released a Super Shredder figure a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Looked fantastic. Loved the coloring on it. Well, they're re-releasing the figure. They're doing a new version of it. It's a repaint. Yeah, it's a repaint of the Super Shredder figure. It is called Super Shredder Shadow Master. It's supposed to be an homage to the Super Shredder that was given out in a mail-away giveaway. If anyone remembers doing
that. Oh, what
the
fuck?
You cut the UPC codes and
See, like, that looks familiar.
With some shipping and handling. And
I used to have that back in the day.
And then in 6 to 8 weeks, you would get your very
I don't remember that color, though. But
yeah, it was purple. It was dark purple, right?
All black version of Super
But everything else looked
the
same.
Even the mask is painted black and with silver spikes.
Even I remember the weapons. I had this toy, dude.
But this homage, this repainted version.
That's terrifying.
It looks like a deep purple or like a dark purple. It doesn't look black. And I think they could have done well by painting the mask black as well if they really, really wanted to homage.
Oh, wow, that cape looks.
It is
going to
be $29.99 and available exclusively at Walmart, meaning you're going to pay about $80 to $90 on eBay, and you will never see this in a Walmart. Let's check the Walmart website.
Yes. I actually want one.
Not there? Available.
Yeah, of
there
course.
You go.
That's all we have this week for news. Big fuck you to scalpers. You make this hobby impossible these days. Have a good rest of your week, guys. See you next time.
I think you need to learn how to be a scalper.
You know, we should put Will's videos out individually, too.
He should put them out individually and tell us where his damn videos are in his YouTube channel and shit.
No, I'm saying, why don't we just put it out for him?
For him?
And just tag him.
And then charge him? Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, charge him. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah,
I didn't bring it up because I figured you knew.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Yeah, the same thing we do for everyone.
focused
brand, motherfucker. I still get such views too.
We'll just voice over him and stuff. This is AJ with your toy roundup.
AJ.
So yeah, so AI Tony Stark.
Yo, bro, Marvel Legends. There's a few things to unpack there, but yeah, let's start with AI Tony Stark because what the fuck? Why not?
Yeah. So, so if it is a hint, and there was talks about him possibly coming back, right?
Yeah, there was talks about it, but then supposedly he said it wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Evans is coming back.
Okay.
Which Chris Evans says it's not, but like.
So AI capped, huh?
Yeah. No, I definitely think AI Stark is happening. I think that's a thing. I think if Captain America could come back in a couple of capacities. He could either be Old Man Cap, or they can pull him from any timeline, even the World War II timeline, to be on a team. Because I think I've said about this comic book several times. I'm not going to say it again. Avengers Forever, where they pull different Avengers from different timelines.
Forever.
And yeah, they could easily pull any Cap from any timeline to make that part of their team if they wanted to be. You know. And it'd be even funnier. They pulled one from before he met Tony Stark, and then they meet, and he's like, Steve, and he's like, who the hell are you? You know what I mean? Or who are you? Like, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't cast, probably. But, yeah, I think it's an opportunity. But, yeah, dude, AI Tony Stark. Yeah, I mean, I think that with, what is it called? Ironheart coming out soon, that should be a thing. Like, he could be her mentor.
That'd be cool.
And, as an AI. And in the comic book, the Mighty Avengers, towards the very beginning of it, I love this comic, by the way. The Mighty Avengers. In the very first arc of it, Ultron takes over Tony Stark's body.
Oh, shit.
Because of the Extremis. So Ultron can get into the Extremis and take over his body, right?
Damn. Yeah.
Fucking horrible, right? And then as soon as it happens, like maybe 5 minutes after, a fucking Iron Man suit flies in and approaches the Avengers and says, yo, I'm an automatic suit that comes out. I'm an automatic depiction of Tony Stark and his memory and his brain patterns that comes out to you guys immediately if he dies. And they're like, he's dead? He's like, well, slow down. He's like, maybe he's not dead. But it means that his matter has been decomposed in a way that it seems like he's dead.
That's funny. The way you say that, too, sounds like it's Tony Stark actually saying that.
Yeah, so. You hear him saying it, right? And this is what happens in the comic. He's like, it doesn't mean he's dead. He could be. He's most likely dead. he's like, there's a chance that he's not. And that, you know, Ultron just rearranged his DNA, and that's why he doesn't seem alive.
Yeah.
And then so he's like, until then, I'm going to be the program helping you guys out. And it's fucking literally holographic Tony Stark inside of the fucking shell, you know?
Oh, like, is that what we got right there? The toy that Will showed us?
It's not from that story because the suit's different, but the look of it, the idea, the same shit. So I could see that happening. Mm. That'd be really cool.
That would be cool.
Man,
imagine if that already happened, but we just haven't seen it yet.
Ooh. Timeline-wise, you mean?
They can easily say that, yeah.
Yeah, they could. They could say that. Could still happen for Spider-Man or Ironheart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking suit just comes to them.
Yeah, and also, too, like the technology, like in the MCU, he has already done that where he's able to make a suit fly on its own and all that.
Oh, yeah. Iron Man 3.
Yeah, Iron Man 3,
right,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Other toys he showed us, fucking Quasar. I mean, like, he's a fucking another.
I don't know what that is.
He's another cosmic hero from space, and I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy is definitely going to Quasar. And one time, James Gunn put up a post of an old record player, right? And everyone's like, oh, that's just because he likes to make old soundtracks for Guardians, right? And then when they zoomed in on it, the brand was Quasar.
Wow.
And everyone's like, oh, shit. Does that mean he's fucking talking about making Quasar? Like,
damn.
And he's a regular human from Earth that got chosen to defend the galaxy.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I don't want to do this shit. And they're like, sorry, you're chosen. You're doing it. You're the best person for the job. And he's like, what?
Sounds like Yusuke.
His name's Wendell Vaughn. And he's just like a random like white guy. And he's just like, yo, I didn't ask to do this. Like, and they're like, sorry, you're doing it. You're defending the universe now. And they give him a gang of superpowers and shit. And he's like, he's pretty powerful. Not as powerful as Captain Marvel, but he's close.
Oh, wow.
And, he fucks shit up, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that'd be funny. Like, I could see him, like, in the Guardians.
Exactly. I think Guardians 3, man. Yeah. And he's met the Guardians. He's even been part of the Guardians at one point.
We got to start zooming into more pictures, I think.
I know, right? For real. Other toys, they had Dormammu, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
We've seen Dormammu already.
But did you notice the style was more like the movies than it was the comic books? The comic books looks kind of lame. You know, I think the Dormammu in the comics, he looks kind of lame. The modern one's better, but...
What version do we have in MCU 3? MBC 3? Because I like that.
That one is comics, kind of. It's a little, like, where it looks like the Human Torch's face almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the comic one. It's cool, but I think it's a little lame. I wish they could do a little more with it, but...
I like that outfit, like... Yeah. I don't know what he was in Doctor Strange.
I felt, yeah, whatever he was, I felt like that toy looked more like
it. Yeah, I feel like it looked like that, yeah.
Other things, what else did they show? It was the Red Skull holding the Tesseract. Yeah, oh, that's old shit. What other shit? There was something else they showed.
I don't know, because those are all characters I've never heard of before, so yeah, I have no clue.
They spoke to me. I was like,
MODOK was one of them, right?
Yeah, MODOK, which we've heard rumors that that's the villain of She-Hulk.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's rumors that that's the villain of She-Hulk. So, you know, we'll see about that. Which She-Hulk starts filming next week, so maybe we'll hear some. If we hear more MODOK rumors, you heard it here first, or maybe not first, but maybe second?
Maybe.
Something like that.
First and a half?
Yeah, first and a half, we'll say that. I guess that covers it, because I can't remember any of the other ones they showed us.
All right. More news?
Doctor Strange? No, they didn't. Is there Doctor Strange?
I don't remember what he said.
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's go back to the news then.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
All right, AJ, should I kick off, or you want to go?
I could if you want.
After you.
So, another sad story about things going away. Who is the Civil Warrior? Asked Chibi Wags. Who doesn't tell us his YouTube channel and his videos?
I wish, bro. I wish I could tell you. I really have never. I consider myself pretty adept at Marvel comics. I've been reading them for fucking 20 years. I really have never heard of the Civil Warrior, bro. I'm going to have to Google his ass. Seriously, I'm going to have to. I've never heard of him.
All right. Tune in next week.
Or like 10 minutes, maybe.
So, Fry's Electronics.
A staple, especially here in the Valley.
Now, we've been talking about them kind of slowly closing for like over a year now, I think, by now.
Yeah.
And they finally today announced, after nearly 36 years in business...
36?
Yeah, they've been out for 36 years.
They were
years.
Around before us? I thought they popped up when we were, like, in middle school.
I've been to Fry's since middle school. I feel like that store has been there forever, though, because it just looked old and dingy. It didn't even feel new back then, either. But, yeah, they said they have made difficult decisions to shut down its operation. They kind of blame the way the retail industry is nowadays and COVID-19, just on, both of those together. They just couldn't fight through it, supposedly. I don't know.
that's what they say.
Yeah. So they're going to start winding down their price, their processes as of today, which is February 24th. And then, yeah, and they'll be closing out all their locations soon. I think they have like 36 locations throughout the U.S. from Cali to Texas, I think is what they said. So they're going to be slowly closing them down. So my plan now is to do what I did when Radio Shack closed down, is go there and buy a bunch of electronic pieces that I can slowly use over time. I have a whole case right here full of small drawers of small little components that I randomly use once in a while to create shit. So now that I've done this hobby a little bit more, I actually know what I'm looking for in a way now. So
yo, AJ, I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna get you some extra shit. When are you going?
Me and Carter are talking about it like soon. Like maybe when Radio Shack was closing, we're going to a Radio Shack like once every couple days or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you, everyone's gonna be on it tomorrow. Are we going tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe if I can. I'll do it tomorrow. I could probably go in the morning on my way to work. Maybe I'll do that just to see what's going on in there.
Okay. Text me about what's going on in there, just so I know.
Yeah. I mean, last time I was in there, though, there wasn't a lot going on.
No, me either.
So I can imagine even less happening.
I was actually there last December and to kind of get some cheap anime and movies and stuff.
That's right.
Bro, they weren't cheap.
That was a good spot.
They weren't cheap. Everything was like 30 bucks, 35 bucks. Yeah,
they knew.
They knew that they were fucked. Yeah, they were raising prices probably. And I was like, dude, this is lame. I was like, I'm leaving. I didn't buy shit. You know, I was like, fuck this place. And then now, like, they're probably going to drop those prices.
Yeah. So maybe we'll go check it out. But, yeah, I'll check it out. Actually, Fry's is not only have I – actually, Fry's – I went to Fry's to build my first PC. All the parts I bought were at Fry's. So if you want AJ Twist memory of Fry's, that's one of them for sure. I think I got my first laptop from Fry's as well.
Okay. To answer Chibi Wag's question, I actually do know who the Civil Warrior is. I just didn't know that that's what it was called. The Civil Warrior is Steve Rogers, but it's an armor he has built for himself.
Damn.
Or designed for himself, built by Tony Stark.
Mm.
And actually, in the comic book I read, which a few months ago I talked about, Secret Wars, or right before Secret Wars, I'm sorry, Time Runs Out by Jonathan Hickman. At the very end of it, That's what Captain America challenges Iron Man in, because he's old. Ooh. Because he's old man Cap.
Damn.
And he can't fight anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So old man Cap gets in the Civil Warrior and fucking challenges Tony Stark and fucks him up. And they start fighting, and then, like, basically they imply that they killed each other. And then Secret Wars starts from there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I do know this motherfucker. Yeah, it's actually a suit of armor. It's not a character. It's Steve Rogers. And there's versions of him.
Wait, so is old man Cap going to fight AI Tony Stark?
Maybe. That sounds awesome. Old man Cap versus AI. Artificial intelligence. Yes. Tony Stark. That sounds fucking awesome, dude. I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I think it's going to happen.
It has to happen now.
Yeah,
we spoke it into the universe.
Yeah, dude, we just spoke it into the universe right now. Mm-hmm. Hey, you heard it here first.
That's right.
If in 10 years or like 8 years, you know, when Secret Wars happens and you see that shit happen, old man Cap in an armor suit fighting a AI Tony Stark, and both of the actors are there, like, you know why it happened.
Our names better be in your head when you see that shit happen.
Yeah, don't forget, guys. But yeah, so there's an answer for Civil Warrior. Okay, so I think it's my turn for news, right?
So yeah, Fry's is closing. Go stock up on random shit. Maybe you can buy pieces to build your own PC if they start discounting shit. Liquidations and all that going to be happening. Yeah.
All right. Good news for Rick and Morty fans, which is also me. They have put out a new announcement by the writer. He put out something on Twitter today, one of the writers. And so, you know, everyone right now is waiting on Rick and Morty Season 5. And, you know, we've been waiting a year, which is less than we waited for Season 3. But, you know, people are still like, yo, when's it coming, right?
Mm.
And he put out a tweet today that said...
Never.
I'm allowed to say we started writing Rick and Morty Season 7.
Okay.
That being said, that means Season 5 and 6 are done.
Oh, I didn't know they were not that far out yet.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Not.
Okay.
And that's good because... The only thing holds up Rick and Morty is the fucking writing. The writer, because I don't know if anyone heard me talk about it before, they're very attentive to detail. Like, everything that happens in Rick and Morty comes up again at some point. Like, they never forget anything, as far as I've seen. And anything they have forgotten, I feel like they're going to talk about it in a future season.
You know, Adventure Time is like that. I was watching Adventure Time again the other night.
Yeah.
And shit like that happens, too. Like, something happened in the story recently, and they kind of ended like... Okay, what's going to happen now? But I'm pretty sure they'll come back to it later on because they do that sometimes. Something will happen, and then they'll skip over for a little bit, and then they'll come back to it. Kind of like the X-Men.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, they wait for a while before they come back to plot. I like that. It makes the story feel real because in real life, things don't always just all unfold at once.
Yeah.
Like if only we wish things would just all be done in an arc.
But yeah,
no,
right.
No, they don't. Sometimes things bleed over or come back years later and you're like, oh, fuck, I got to deal with this again.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah.
You know, like 18 years later, oh, man, you were pregnant, you know? Like, yeah, shit like that happens all the time. You can't explain that in one day.
Haven't you ever seen Judge Judy?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so Rick and Morty. Season 7 is being worked on now, meaning that 5 and 6 will probably be animated pretty fast after each other. Whenever 5 comes out, I don't think it's going to be that long after 6 because it's already done. So that's fucking awesome for Rick and Morty fans. Because, I don't know, famously, Season 3 was held up because apparently the writers were arguing and fighting for 2 years or a year and a half about how they're going to play it out.
Damn.
And then eventually they fucking came to a consensus and then
Season split universes.
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, shit.
It's always a thing in Rick and Morty is parallel universes.
Imagine that's just the two writers. Like, okay, we're going to do my storyline in this universe. You can do your own storyline over there. We'll come back to the middle eventually.
Right? Keep in mind, this story will also... These writers will also be doing Ant-Man 3, She-Hulk, and Moon Knight.
Oh, cool.
Oh, sorry, not Moon Knight. That's the guys that did my horror movie I like, The Endless. What was the other one they're doing? She-Hulk... Ant-Man 3. I'll tell you guys.
Ant-Man
later.
3 makes sense though. Like if we have Kang the Conqueror coming through.
It's called Quantumania.
That's right too. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so they're doing
so
that.
That sounds cool.
And they're doing She-Hulk. And I'm like, damn. Like,
all right.
Cool. And She-Hulk is all about court shit. And there's a thing called the Council of Ricks.
Oh.
Which is a multiversal thing, which you could imagine.
Interesting. So, she'd be like a lawyer for like multiverse court.
No, she does does Earthbound courts.
Ah.
But I wouldn't doubt in her future at some point, an alien race might abduct her for her court to do a court trial somewhere. Mm. I wouldn't doubt it.
That'd
or maybe
be cool.
A parallel universe if someone's like, yo, in every universe, you're a good lawyer. We need you for this. And she's like, what the fuck? You know?
And every Nexus, you're a good lawyer.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Since we know about Nexus now. Oh, yeah, it's another thing. We can talk about Nexus.
Oh, yeah. Real quick spoiler for WandaVision, guys. Really short one. We're not going to be long about it. So
I don't think we need to get into it. It's okay. Next week.
Okay, we'll talk about next week, I guess. It'll probably be more of a thing to talk about next week.
It might be. So. Hopefully. We'll see. All
right, AJ, want to hit us with some news?
Do you want to mention Spider-Man?
You should mention Spider-Man. I'll back you up.
Spider-Man has his title, Spider-Man 3.
Now, before you say that,
yeah,
there was a bit of a debacle with what that was going to be called.
Yes, there were many debacles.
Yeah, because we just found out today that the actual title of the movie. But yesterday it was announced by Tom Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Zendaya.
Uh-huh.
And who plays Ned? Ned Leeds?
I don't remember his name.
Okay, those three actors all said something about what the title was. And
did they all get different titles?
Yes, they did. Tom Holland gave Far From Home, and Zendaya gave Homewrecker.
Okay.
And then I forgot what Ned Leeds gave. But I feel Ned's bad because I forgot his name and I forgot what he gave. So now I feel kind of bad. Oh, I'll look it up and give it to you by the end. But the three of them all gave different titles on their Twitters, and then there was a special thing that came out, and they're like,
The video came out, right?
Yeah, and they're actually talking about the tweets they made, and they're saying, I can't believe he gave us all the wrong title. The first thing they say, and they're talking about John Watts. But AJ, go on, tell us some more.
Oh, yeah, so in the video, they come out of John Watts' office, and then they're kind of just making fun of Tom Holland. It's like, yeah, like, I guess they don't want you to spoil it again. He's like, I don't spoil anything. He's like, you spoiled the last title of the last movie, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, they're just walking out, talking shit to each other, walking out. And they pass by a dry board with all these writings all over it. And right in the middle is the title of the next movie. Around that, though, is a bunch of other failed titles, including the ones you just mentioned. And also some other ones that we've all heard.
A lot of popular fan ones.
Yeah. Like Stuck at Home.
Homeworlds.
Home Alone was one of them.
Yeah.
But there's a crazy caption next to it that's crossed out. It's like, might be a copyright or something like that.
Yeah. There's also one, Spider-Man No Place Like Home.
Yeah.
Which is a Wizard of Oz reference. And they said, trademarked? With a question mark.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all type of titles like that. But in the middle, the actual title. You ready for this?
Tell them, bro.
No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home,
which
fits better than any other title I've heard.
I guess so. I don't know. I feel like they could have been a little more creative with it, I suppose. No Way Home, I don't know. It sounded like it was too easy.
What? Really?
Unless it has some deep... I'm not satisfied with it. Unless it has some deeper meaning into it, then fine.
I like it. I mean, I felt like all the fan ones and all the ones that...
were too
that
good?
I heard... No, they weren't too good. They were too far away from what it would be.
They were too far from home?
Yes, they were. I do accept that.
Spider-Man Home Run was also crossed off on
that.
Yeah,
that was a dumbass name, too. What? I was like, Home Run? Isn't that a baseball game?
For number four, you're right. For Spider-Man 4, you're right. That would be a better name.
Right? I really hope they abandon this home thing after 4, dude. Which is interesting. Tom Holland is no longer under contract after this movie.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't mean he's not going to do it. He's going to do it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to do it anymore. I really hope they get away from this home bullshit. Like, let's just do something else now. We know. He's back at Marvel. We know. We get it.
I was hoping it was going to be called Spider-Man Homeboy, you know, but...
Stop it. Yeah, with backwards hat on the cover like this and shit.
B-boy fans,
like,
you know?
Right? I thought it was going to be Spider-Man Home... what was it? I can't remember what I thought it was. It was one of the popular ones.
Homeland
that was
Security.
On the board. That would have been funny.
But yeah, so No Way Home, and I guess that makes sense because it would happen in the loss of the last Spider-Man. He got caught being Peter Parker, and he probably can't go home
because
there might be. Yeah, he probably has to lay low. So.
And we know he is back in New York at least, but he probably just can't go back to. Oh, one other one that was on the board was Spider-Man Home Alone. Home Steady?
What is it?
Or was it. What do they call it when you have to study at home? It's Home Steady, right?
Home Study, yeah. Stuck at Home was one of them, too.
Yeah, that was one, but no. Yeah. But Home Study was one, and it's Aunt May had said, no, with a bunch of O's. Like, she's like, nope, not staying home, not staying here, basically. Like,
is this the video, or is this the post? No, it's not the post.
Yeah, I have the post here. But yeah, man, it's the Spider-Man No Way Home. I think it's pretty good. I'm just down with it because it actually sounds like it links into what's going on compared to
Homemade, Homesick, Stay at Home.
Yeah.
Zooming Home.
Oh yes, yeah, I hope not. Right.
Somebody's like, say, please stop. Homeschool. There you go.
Homeschool. That's what it.
And that's the one that says MA says no. Yeah. Can't find home. Close to home. Home worlds. Home sweet home.
And it's funny for home worlds. They say boring. And yeah, that's the one about the theory of the multiverse.
Oh wow.
With Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield supposedly coming in.
That's funny.
That's what everyone thinks that was the name for it because of them. And they say boring there. So I don't know if that's discounting it completely or if they're just trying to throw us.
That's,
you know,
funny. Work from home, want to go home, no place like home. Yeah, we said that. Welcome home. Those are all some of the...
Yeah.
There's an Instagram post on Tom Holland 2013, his IG. You can go see that there. But yeah, that's our title. That's all we know. Oh, and that's coming out Christmas Day.
Yeah, we do know Christmas Day, which is cool. And they said no matter what, it's coming out in theaters.
Damn, that sucks.
They said, so that means even if we do go on lockdown again, they're not going to put it out. They said it's coming out in theaters no matter what.
Fuck, okay.
That means it's...
Fuck you, Sony.
And Marvel. Sony and Marvel
both
put that out. So, you know, it's probably Sony because they're dicks. But yeah, pretty cool. Spider-Man No Way Home coming out in Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so... I guess it was a thing today that they had a special thing for Paramount where, you know, how, like, Marvel has, Disney has their, you know, D23 thing where they talk about all their stuff. I guess today was Paramount's thing.
Okay, Paramount Day.
All right, you ready to talk about this, man?
I don't know. Should I be?
I don't know if you are because there's a lot of cool and random shit coming out here. Paramount announced Beavis and Butthead sequel to their movie.
Whoa, to the movie?
Mm-hmm. Rugrats revival coming with the original voice cast returning.
Oh shit, that's crazy. Wait, back to the Beavis and Butthead sequel to the movie. Mm-hmm. Was that Beavis and Butthead Do America?
Yeah, Do America.
Oh wow, interesting.
Yeah, sequel to Do America. Fairly Odd Parents, the live action.
Whoa, right? Okay.
Frasier reboot.
What?
Still starring Kelsey Grammer.
What?
So Kelsey Grammer is going to be back in Frasier. This is some cool shit. Everything they announced, I mean, not everything, but most of the shit they announced is pretty fucking cool, and I don't care about, like, I'm not a Paramount fan, guys. I don't fucking care. I don't have their program.
Maybe you don't know you're a fan.
I guess I don't. you know, everything's coming out on their new streaming service, of course, Paramount Plus.
Yep.
Which I'm like, fuck, I feel a little bit suckered into maybe I have to get this shit because of some of the cool things. Rugrats with all the original voice casts coming back, like, that's nuts.
Now, what are they doing? Are they going back to Rugrats or are they doing All Grown Up?
They have, it's CGI with the babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So that's some crazy
shit.
That sounds
cool, though, yeah.
Sad news. Twilight Zone is now canceled after 2 seasons. It will not be on Paramount Plus. So that's the only sad news on the whole thing. I feel like there's one thing. Paranormal Activity and Pet Sematary are both getting more movies.
Okay.
Which Pet Sematary makes sense because there's a book right now that's about Pet Sematary called Kill Something. I can't remember what it is, but that's coming. It has the cat on the front.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, so maybe. I think those are the main things. I think that's almost everything. Except Avatar.
Yes.
Is getting movies.
Movies.
And spinoffs based on their universe for both Last Airbender and Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra as well.
They're both getting spinoffs.
Because I know, what's his name? Mike, or was it Brian? One of them from Bryke, Mike and Brian, the creators of Avatar, and I guess owners of Avatar. So was Avatar Studio a thing before this at all? Or
no,
that just brand
new?
They
just established that recently.
Yeah, I think they just established that. I think that's a new thing. But they said they're returning to Nickelodeon, who is under the Paramount umbrella. And that they're going to be returning to make a new animated series and more stories to tell Aang's world.
As well as Korra's world.
Yeah, I didn't see the Korra thing that he mentioned in his post, but I guess that's a thing too. So they have more stories to finally tell. Did, like, a year ago they said they were not going to come back?
Bro, they literally, it was just a year ago.
Yeah, right?
Like, I feel like about this time.
Yeah.
A year ago, they were like, you know, we don't have any plans to make more.
Yeah.
I think they said they might do an animated thing, but it wouldn't be any new information. So that led me to believe it was going to be about one of the comic books or Kyoshi.
Yeah.
But now they're saying it's going to be
So maybe they were just offered the right amount of money.
Hey, like I said about Daft Punk, any group will come back if you give them enough money.
So you're saying
Rage Against the Machine, Wu-Tang, Guns N' Roses. Do I have to keep going? I can keep going.
So in a year from now, you're saying, you know, someone might offer Daft Punk enough money.
For sure. No, not a year from now. I think it's going to be like, they have a little bit of respect for themselves. Daft Punk is like a classier band. So I don't really feel like they're going to sell out.
Because
like,
they're French, so they're classier?
No, fuck no. I don't think that. Daft Punk is just like a classier, more real band that doesn't oversaturate the market. Mm. I don't think they would do it a year from now.
Okay.
But I think maybe five.
But it's been a few years since they did an album, though.
No, but I still don't think, after the announcement, I don't think they would be... They
like that fast back.
Yeah, they don't have the audacity to do it that quick.
That's fine.
But maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I think they might put some shit out, you know?
Okay.
I still am of the belief that we might get an album before the year's over, but it'll be the last one. But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah, man, right.
Avatars, fucking Rugrats.
You get more of everything, bro. Paramount's fucking kicking ass with their announcements today.
Hopefully this was announced 2 years ago, so we had things to do last year, you know?
Right? For real. We'll see if they follow through with it. But, yeah, it sounds pretty solid to me. AJ?
Right. Going back to some gaming shit. Skullgirls, one of my favorite fighting games that I don't get to play often enough. But they came out with an announcement saying that their new character that we actually talked about a couple months ago, Annie of the Stars, she will be arriving on PC in March for early access.
Stupid name.
Any of the stars, you think so? And then officially everywhere else in May, so on all other consoles, except for the PS3, the Vita, and the 360. So those are not be getting any updates.
Wait, which one's PS3?
Yep, the Vita, PlayStation Vita, the handheld, and then the Microsoft Xbox 360.
They're not getting it.
Yeah, they're not getting it.
Well, it makes sense.
And they're all old.
I say it makes sense 360 wouldn't get it ever.
Yeah,
sure.
And no one really uses the PS3 because PS4 it was just done right now. We're on 5 now. And the Vita didn't really take off anyways.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Skullgirls was on the Vita. That would have been cool to get on that. But another thing they also mentioned was that they're going to do a season pass, finally. They haven't had any DLC characters. I mean, they had characters you can get on a free update and all that, but they never really introduced us something brand new to pay for, and they're finally doing it, which actually I'm not mad at, because I'll be down to, you know, spend more money on that game because, you know, it kind of deserves it. But with this season pass, there's going to be 4 new DLC characters. So one of them is Annie of the Stars, and they haven't told us what the next 3 would be yet. But also, if you go ahead and purchase this $30 DLC for the season pass, you're also going to get a digital art book, updated soundtrack, and with these characters you'll get, they'll all come with additional 25 colors that you can use, new stages for each of them, and also their own story modes.
Oh, okay.
So this is a pretty huge update. And they also said if the season pass is, you know, has some success to it, they'll be able to add extra free content and maybe an additional 5th character as well. So if it starts to sell pretty good, they'll put more into that one season pass. So you don't got to even pay more for it. You're just going to get your friends to pay for it too. So then more might come out for it, including an additional 5th character.
Easy. My friends are suckers.
I'm going to do it regardless.
See?
Yeah. I'm doing it. And also too, I heard that there's a possibility that, it's a magnet. Yeah, so, that they're saying that they're if enough, you know, buzz behind the season pass, you know, is happening, that they'll kind of allow us to choose what DLCs come out first over the other. So they might show us the characters and then like have us decide which one should come out first and second and third.
I like that.
So they might do that too. So yeah, stay tuned. I'm pretty sure I'll come across that news and I'll let you guys know what's happening with that. There's no word on when the season pass is going to be available to purchase though. But if this Annie of the Stars is coming out in March, I have to assume the season pass will be available to purchase in March as well sometime.
Okay. Other news real quick. DC has announced that Blue Beetle movie is really happening. We've talked about it on and off, I think, throughout the
It's not the Tick,
years.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
No. But close. Blue Beetle is an old school DC superhero.
Okay.
And they said this movie really is happening. It's not bullshit.
Oh, it's not.
And apparently it's going to be written by Gareth Dunant Alcocer and directed by Manuel Soto. And these guys, so it's going to be about not the original classic Blue Beetle, but the more modern one, the alien one, the Latino one that gets the alien suit on him, Jaime Reyes. It's going to be focused on that. And now this be a really interesting, cool movie about a cool young character. Like, you know, it's gonna be a good chance for DC to tell another high school story, because I think they've already told a middle school story with Shazam, right?
I have no clue, but okay.
Yeah, I think Shazam.
I haven't seen Shazam yet.
Oh, dude, you should watch it. It's good.
I'll get to it someday.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max. But anyway,
I need to watch Justice League first, though. You know, so when the Snyder Cut comes out.
Snyder Cut.
It's yeah, and then I'll go to Shazam.
That's a 4-hour movie, bro. We're gonna have to marathon that shit. But yeah, so the Blue Beetle movie is really happening. It's not bullshit. They said it's gonna be under production soon. I don't know if I should trust DC with any more movies, but I guess we'll just have to wait until I see a trailer, then I'll make my decision from there, as always. Okay. Hopefully I don't get suckered again, as I have been with multiple DC trailer movies, movie trailers, but, you know, we'll see. But Blue Beetle is really happening. It's about Jaime Reyes, not the classic one, but the more modern, alien one.
Yeah, the Blue Beetle was introduced into like one of the later DLC characters in Injustice.
Yeah.
I remember that name coming up now for that game.
Yo, by the way, in the new Superman show that came out, the Superman and Lois, there's a point where his two sons are fucking playing Injustice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then Superman's like, oh, he's like, why don't you try Superman? And he's like, no, man, Superman's lame. Superman. And he's like, he's all sad and shit. Like, wow.
And he's like. That's funny.
And it's funny because obviously they have no idea their dad's Superman.
That's so funny. Like, why would that be like a thing in the? I don't know.
What
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, like, right. Why would you have that game in this show? You know.
Yeah, like
is that too like Inception like or something?
I don't think so. Well, if you watch any of the DC universe shows, I think Carla's watching Titans now.
Yes.
And it's in everybody around knows about Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Like they're popular. Yeah. Titans aren't as popular. But, you know, anyone who really looks into Batman can find out about Robin and, like, that he has a group and shit, you know? But you'd have to really look because the world doesn't know them. The world knows Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and the Justice League.
Yeah, okay, I get that now. Yeah. That makes sense then.
Yeah. But, yeah, that being said, AJ?
Other news? Stardew Valley. Apparently, they are getting a board game.
I think it's a video for a board game?
Yeah. Is this the video for it? So, a board game is being made by the creator themselves of Stardew Valley. So, the creator behind Stardew Valley is behind it, as well as some other dude who's like does board games and shit, I guess. It's on sale right now. It could be 1 to 4 players, so you can actually play the solo, 1 to 4 players. You can play this by yourself if you really wanted to. They're also saying that it's going to be like 45 minutes per player. Sometimes you get like a time estimate of how long the game takes. About 45 minutes. You might be sitting there playing this game for an hour by yourself. If it's per player, does that mean like if you have 4 players, it's going to be like a 4-hour game? I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
Possible. And according to the...
The fact that you're not shaken by that is disturbing.
I mean, it's Stardew Valley. This is a game where you build a town and you farm shit and you live off your there's a story to all this, right?
Yeah.
So actually, that's why I'm not surprised, because they're actually going to do a lot of that in this game too. Like, apparently you're going to be able to farm some stuff. You probably got to make some type of money off of it. You're going to be able to do the cave. And the whole point of the game too is to drive out Joja Market, which is like the Walmart of the game. Mm-hmm. And then also do bundles. One of the things you do in the game is make these bundles to revive the community center. So you got to do 6 of these bundles to win. You can catch fish in there. You can actually talk to some of the villagers and make relationship with the villagers as you're doing the actual game too. So it sounds like there's a lot to do in this game. I'm not sure how it works. This video doesn't really explain too much, but I'm kind of down to buy it though. I didn't get the price of it. I think it's like $45 or some shit for this game though. And if you're interested in getting it, go to shop.stardewvalley.net and you can purchase it right there. It's currently sold out right now. And what's funny is that they weren't sure that it was going to sell and it actually sold out. So like, okay, we're working on getting a second print out now. So we didn't know it was going to be like this. So they'll let us know when it'll be available for a second wave.
Okay. Junji Ito, which is the anime horror writer, he's already got a project which we talked about last year on the podcast, which is called Uzumaki, will be coming out for Adult Swim. But apparently he has a new adaptation coming out as well. His work's been getting a lot of attention in the last year or two. This one will be an adaptation of Deserter and will also be animated. We don't know too much about anything else beyond that going on with it, but it will cover the stories Fashion Model, The Long Dream, and Greased, which are 3 different chapters. So I guess there's like 20, 30 chapters of this. But this is going to be about those 3 chapters in this show. Yeah, I don't know anything more about that. Viz Media shared it earlier this week.
That's funny.
Yeah, it'll be dropping this fall, so I'm guessing September, maybe October. Yeah, they say he's one of the greatest anime horror writers from Japan, and he's getting two projects in the same damn time.
Damn. Oh, where's that button at?
Surprise, motherfucker. Oh.
Yeah. All right, so then real quick, you only, how much news you got?
Actually, can I connect the story to yours?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, I got like one more after this one. But speaking of Viz Media, they're also doing an Animal Crossing manga. Actually, it's already been out in Japan.
What?
And they just announced also, Viz Media said that they're going to translate it for America. So this should be coming out sometime in English here in the States, I think later this year. Yeah, in the fall. Pre-orders are open now. So if you want to get, you know, your copy first and all that, you can go and pre-order it. But yeah, this is just a story about like living on the island. There's going to be Tom Nook there and Timmy and Tommy and all that. Gulliver, you know, all the characters you're used to seeing right now in New Horizons. You're going to see a lot of those characters there and just the story of them building the island up and all that. Okay. So sounds pretty fun. Apparently it's in, I think they say like parts of this were in the magazines too, like Korokoro or something like that. So, but yeah, we're getting translated here too. So look out for that.
Okay. Speaking of adaptations, there will be a new adaptation of Stephen King's The Running Man, which if anyone
like
knows,
dance?
As in the movie, actually. Oh. Close. Nice try. You know?
Arnold, the Governator.
That is the last adaptation of it that was made, which was in 1987, the year we were born.
Oh, wow. So we just missed it.
Yeah, I saw it. It was incredible.
Oh, damn.
It was okay. It
yeah,
was
you remember that? You're like, what, months old probably?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got a good memory, bro.
Ah, okay,
so
okay.
Anyway, the Running Man's 1987 version was, you know, people weren't 100% on board with it. I think people were like 50-50 on it. And but, you know, it was a little corny. But they're going to be redoing it, and it's going to be by Paramount, of course, which, you know, they got their streaming service coming, so that's
yeah.
another thing they want to push. But you know who's writing it? It's fucking Edgar Wright.
Hmm.
If you don't know him, he did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, one of our favorites, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay, okay.
And he's the man who wrote what Kevin Feige said was the best Marvel script he ever read, which is, you know, years ago. Maybe he's read better now. But, you know, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, he was saying the best Marvel script he ever read was Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, which he had to tell him he couldn't do all the stuff he wanted to do because it didn't fit in with their universe.
Yeah.
But he said it was the best script he ever read. And for Marvel, anyway.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's doing this Running Man thing.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be better than in the last movie.
Yeah. And it is over the top and kind of quirky, but I feel like Edgar Wright knows how to capture that with his kind of zaniness. But,
yeah.
You know, it's not... And he does make it over the top, but he doesn't make it, like, stupid... So I feel like he knows how to, like, balance the two. So this might be a really good fit for him. And it's also got some really kind of, like, horror moments, too. But it's overall about action and fighting and, like, trying to survive through some shit.
Okay.
So I could see it working, you know, with
yeah.
him. But, yeah, Running Man coming out for Paramount. I don't think we have a year for the release date.
So soon.
I believe probably next year. I'm just going to go with next year because they didn't say here.
Yeah.
AJ.
Coming at some point.
All right, go ahead, AJ.
My last piece of news was, I'm not sure if they already had released this or not, but Midway Legacy Edition Arcade Cabinet, apparently to kind of celebrate the release of the Mortal Kombat movie coming out soon, they're going to bring out this cabinet. This is Arcade 1-Up. And so these are the guys that done the previous little arcade machines like the TMNT one and Galaga and whatever is coming out recently. NBA Jam, I think, is another one they had too. So yeah, they're doing a Mortal Kombat one, which I think they kind of had a Midway one at some point that had Mortal Kombat included. But now this is just an actual focus on Mortal Kombat 1. I think it's also going to have a few other games in it too. Oh yeah, it includes the Mortal Kombat 1, 2, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, Joust, Defender, and much more. I think there's a long list here. Rampage, Defenders. Ooh, Rampage. I guess that's it.
Pretty good list.
But yeah, so look out for this. I think you can probably pre-order it now. Or purchase it from... Yeah, you can pre-order it now. That's what it says right there. So yeah, look out for this if you want a Mortal Kombat cabinet.
All right. Not the first time we've been lied to by the producers of Attack on Titan, the anime. Apparently, this last season of the anime will not actually cover the whole thing. So there will be another season of Attack on Titan. You motherfuckers. This is, if anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, this newest, most epic season of Attack on Titans, which is great, has been marketed as the final season. And it's not now. So whatever, I guess. That being said, besides
the final season before the final season, T, you misunderstood.
Right? Apparently, I fucked up. Yeah, this is my fault, I guess.
So we're just you know, giving you an apology for previous news you heard here.
Yeah, because we trusted them. It was our fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So another season after this. This is gonna be what, 6 seasons?
Jesus,
how long
Christ.
Are these episodes? I mean, how many episodes are within a season?
Well, I think it's 26 in the whole season.
Oh, really?
First season had 26. Second season, I want to say had 13, but it might have came out to 26.
So why don't they just add more episodes to this last season instead of
one? I really don't want to talk about it.
Are they trying to milk it?
I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about it.
They're trying to milk it, probably. Is the manga even that far out? Or are they just making up shit at this
point? No, the manga's done.
Manga's done, okay.
Yeah, so this is
they have material then.
Yes.
So why would they even say it's a final season?
I guess they couldn't cram it in. And they shouldn't, like, you know, they realize now. Because they're not done. I think, like, as they're airing it, they're still finishing up the last few episodes. And I think they realize, like, fuck, we can't make it. Like, there's too much. Yeah. And they start realizing, shit, we're going to have to, like, stretch this out a bit. This is just my guess, like, guessing about. Because I know how anime and manga adaptations kind of seem to go.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they got, like, so the last 5 episodes they're writing, they're like, no, this is too fast. You know, like, we can't do this. Like,
or what if, like, wait, there's this little plot point that we can make money off of that wasn't really explained too well in the manga.
Don't make me think about
that. So why don't we do a whole nother season, at least half a season, to explain this one thing.
And then finish the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I could see that, bro. Don't make me think that. I don't want to think that.
So look out for fillers.
Oh, God. This is a new game I just fucking became privy of.
Okay.
Dude, have you heard of Bomb Rush Cyberpunk?
I've heard of Cyberpunk, but not Bomb Rush Cyberpunk.
No. This is a new game.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Bomb Rush Cyberfunk.
Oh, funk. Oh, okay.
That's
this sounds
what I
dope.
Meant to say.
This sounds dope now.
Yo, man.
What the funk?
I know, that's what I said. Bro, this game looks sick. A trailer came out just today, I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe yesterday. Either way, it just recently came out. And man, tell me why. It's cel shade animation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it looks cool.
Which always looks great. Game has the music producer named Hideki Naganuma.
Oh, no way.
Bro, do you know who that is or not?
Freaking Jetgrind Radio.
Yes, dude! There is no new Jetgrind Radio. They're making this.
That's cool, okay.
This is from, the team is called Team Reptile.
Okay.
And they dropped this on their homepage, I believe it was today, actually. Yes, it was today. And yeah, man, it's they said 1 second per second of highly advanced funk style is how they describe this game. And if you look at it, it's very Jetgrind Radio. Even the feel, the breakdancing, the cool electronic style, the hip hop feels, it all looks very Jetgrind Radio.
So look at you're literally grinding.
Yeah, and they're still tagging.
Oh shit! Look,
it looks even more epic, like you're samurai tagging or something.
What the
you know?
Fuck? Team Reptile.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking excited.
Oh, shit. That sounds cool.
Hell. You know, everyone knows I love Jetgrind Radio, and, you know, it hasn't been continued for about 10, 15 years, so.
Oh, this is coming out in 2022?
I'm not worried. You know, this gives me time to play Jet Set Radio Future. I'm going to find a way to play it, and I'm going to play that shit this year.
All right, you do that.
Because I've been holding it off, because I don't want to be
done
with Jetgrind Radio.
What system is it on? Was it Dreamcast, or did it come out later on?
Oh, Jetgrind Radio?
It's Future.
Future came out on Xbox. That's why I couldn't play it.
Damn.
You know, I didn't have that. Yeah, we don't know. It was originally planned for this year, but it's coming out next year. I don't know if it's going to be exclusive to any systems.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in there either.
Yeah, there's no details about that. But I'm just going to go ahead and assume it's going to be available to almost everything. Maybe save Nintendo. I hope it's available for Nintendo, but
that'd
I want
cool.
it on Steam anyway. So
yeah.
But yeah, that's the end of my news. I have other things, but I feel like we've talked so much. You got plans for your Unfocus week, AJ?
Yeah, finish reading these comics.
Yeah.
I just finished Last Ronin, so I'll finish Power Rangers, and I'll get to that Power Ranger Ninja Turtle crossover too. I forgot I had that. I've been working on Steven's arcade stick, rewiring the inside of it. I haven't showed him any of this. I'm not sure if he's watching right now, but I kind of tidied up these wires in here and put it in some cross-braided shit to kind of make it look more clean.
That shit looks dope.
you know, since it was all transparent, you know, I was kind of tired of seeing his wires all over the place. So I was like, let me clean that up for you.
He did complain how he didn't like how messy they looked.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, I've seen people do this crazy shit, and I had no reason to do this because you can't see my wires inside, so I had no reason to do this. But you have clearly transparentness all over the place, so let's make it look nice, and so I can learn how to maybe do this in the future.
Hey, man, he's an honest guy. He likes transparency, okay?
I'll finish playing with that, and then... play some more of this Pixel Poops. I need to play more Splatoon. Play more Pokemon. I want to get back into breeding again in Pokemon.
Only been waiting for you to fucking league up with me for weeks.
I always want to play, but like, you know, I'm always doing other shit. Like, now I'm thinking too, like, I might have to 3D print some new parts for Steven's control over here thing, because this little board is just, I don't like where it's at either. And then I'm also right now printing one more battering like this too for Michelle over there. I needed to print something else. I forgot what I needed to print. I gotta fix that printer over there too, because I broke the fan. It's loud as fuck. I'm not sure if anyone notices, but that one, I broke one fan blade, and now it sounds loud as hell. So I got a lot of shit to do with that printer.
Anytime I'm in here, I turn things up loud enough that it doesn't bother you. So I'm fine. Like,
and then maybe play some more Soul.
Yeah, I want to play more Soul, because after my victory, I was defeated, as I feel like I got lazy. Mm. I was like, damn it. Got too comfortable, you know, with the throne.
Yep.
You know?
It usually happens.
You got to watch the throne. You know, that's the whole thing, right? as for me, for my focus week, one thing I have to sadly admit is that AJ was right.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
I might have to get a pro controller, because
my
right bumper is fucked.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Like, it doesn't work very well. Even for both Zelda, and with Zelda, you need that for... either throwing your sword, like when it's about to break, or to like throw spells out with the magic wand. Mm. And I can't really fucking do it very well. Like, I have to hit it like 3 times, and then he kind of like pulls up and puts it down, and then I gotta hold it the 4th time, and then he'll put it up and I can do it now. Every time, this is the thing. And then with Splatoon, it's way more of a bitch. With Splatoon, all I can get off is a throw, and which is fine for most people, but for me, I use a charge weapon. A charge bomb. I'm one of the only people that uses the ink spray can, the exploding spray
That's
can.
That's crazy. I want to see those.
Yeah, and when you throw those, they have more power than the regular bomb. Mm. Like, when you charge them, anyway. But if you throw them regularly, they have less power than the regular bomb. You know, so they're just like a little annoyance. Mm-hmm. But like, sometimes I like to have the full power to really fuck people up and throw them off. And I can't do it with the fucked up bumper, so I'm going to have to take AJ's advice and get a pro controller.
Yeah.
I'll probably order one tomorrow, maybe the day after.
Love that controller.
Yeah, man. Joy-Cons were dope, man. He says, props to you for sticking to it for so long. AJ also said, I don't understand how you got as far as you did with Joy-Cons. You told me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like the feel for it, but not for long play. I can't play that with that little thing for too long. It just gets annoying. Everything's so cramped on there.
You know, I just got used. And then, I just like, my knuckles got used to it after a while, I guess.
I don't have the pro controller. Oh, I do have the pro controller here. Like, just feel this, T. Like, just hold that. Look at that. Man. Isn't that comfortable?
It feels weird, actually.
Well, can you get you used to the little
bit? It feels big, but yeah, you're right. Once I get used to it, it will probably be nice.
It's more spaced out.
I do like this. The space is nice.
Yeah, the spacing. That's true. That's the thing that fucks me up, too. Like, the buttons are so close together. Sometimes I'm like, is it really that close?
Yeah.
The Pro Controller is more comfortable.
CBYX chimes in and says, I'm not used to comfort. maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to get used to, you know, filet mignon when you're used to Hamburger Helper all the time.
True.
You gotta work your way up to it. I'm gonna read this Daredevil and the Fantastic Four, which
I gotta forget Avatar to read too.
Did crack into Fantastic Four.
Nice.
Fuck, I should read that Avatar book you let me borrow.
I kind of let Steve. I wonder if Steven's actually read the comics. I haven't asked him. Maybe he might let him. Yeah, might have to let him borrow some of my Avatar shit.
That being said, I think that's basically in focus week. More Splatoon, more Soul, as AJ said too.
All right.
And Battlestar Galactica season 2. I'm gonna try and knock it out by the next time focus, so I have some shit to talk about.
All right.
And of course, WandaVision. My money, Shuma-Gorath, the Iron Book of Shuma-Gorath.
Yeah, my bet, we're getting some flashback to explain the last fucking like 7 episodes. Then we're not gonna get any new progression. We're just gonna get.
You don't think those flashbacks could show who Agatha's really working for?
Yeah, I think we'll get that. Okay, I guess that's sometimes a progression. Yeah, right? But as far as the timeline and where we're at right now, we're not gonna go beyond that right now.
My money is on Shuma-Gorath, first tier. Mephisto, second tier. Nightmare, third tier.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Shuma-Gorath, because no one would expect that.
Mm,
and You know, he's been in Marvel vs. Capcom, and I'm sure motherfuckers have always been like, who the fuck is this guy?
True,
like, only Doctor Strange fights him and Ghost Rider. Like, I don't think anybody else fights him. Mm. Let's fucking learn who this fucker is, you know?
That'd be cool. And that'll kind of set him up for either Doctor Strange or Ghost Rider, so that'd be cool.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to set him as the villain.
Should be like to see Blackheart. That sounds cool. I don't know who the fuck he is either.
He's in the Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah, I know that much, but I don't know, like, who he is.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you who he's not. He's not Blackheart and Ghost Rider 1 the movie.
I've never seen that either, so
doesn't matter.
Okay,
whoever that is, he's not Blackheart. They say he's Blackheart, but he's not Blackheart.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting. But yeah, I'm going with my bet though. Also, I think that, you know, we saw Monica and Petra at the end. I don't think we're gonna see what's going on with them in the next episode because we're gonna get that flashback.
I could see that, AJ. I think you could be onto something with that.
So I feel like that's what's gonna happen right now. We just got this big reveal, and they're gonna take us back a little bit to kind of like, okay, how did this all start with her now? How has she been messing with shit?
I would love to see an episode about what Wanda's relationship is with Hayward and what happened. How Westview?
Yeah, maybe we'll get that too.
Yeah, and how Westview got started, and maybe a little bit of why Monica's got beef with Carol.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. That'll be nice to see all that.
Or maybe we'll look at that. Maybe sadness. I don't know what the fuck her problem is with her. I don't know what it is.
So that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, I'm focused.
That's right. We're out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts.
Did you know
Instagram at Unfocused Podcast?
Patented by Nintendo.
Subscribe, you know,
which
like,
is why you don't see this in any other
also,
controller. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, Apple Podcasts.
Oh, that's why this is.
Or just get
this.
More information about that on collision28.com.
Xbox has a similar one. PlayStation has an individual that you feel we missed in the past.
Nintendo has that
email
plus sign.
Unfocused Podcast.
That's funny because PlayStation uses that plus symbol as their logo, but it's not, you know, it's not the same thing. They
have to try and get their way on Nintendo. collision28.com/discord. I was going to say something else here. What was I going to say?
We've been
after
sure right now.
Oh, subscribe on Twitch. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. Do it.
It helps us. We like that.
It does, actually. It hasn't really helped us yet. But
it will.
But it will if we get enough.
Don't forget to subscribe!